And what's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yole football is on the air.
It's wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva. And Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play. A scramble for it. And the Yeomen have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeomen in business.
Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith going
there
right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeomen.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yeomen football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions. Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Malaire's Discount Center, Buchholz State Bank in Cameron, Buchholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. By Rockin' Our Bail Bonds. Citizens National Bank. Marek Burns Label Funeral Home. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds. And by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
And welcome to Super Bowl 49.
Absolutely. Man.
We'll explain a little bit more of that a little later on. Good evening from South Texas as the Cameron Yeomen and the Refugio Bobcats are getting ready to meet for the first time in each school history. Captains are meeting at midfield already. Our coin toss tonight brought to you by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron. Marek Burns Laywell serving Central Texas families since 1908. And captains are Reed Nickerson, Trayon Smith, Lance Green, and let me see. I can't that other one. I think that may be Jaleel Pope. Cameron has won the toss and has elected to defer until the second half. So the Yeomen will be on defense first. Coach, take a look at the starting. You have the starting lineups?
I've got them.
Starting lineups for the Yo defense as they'll take the field first, presented by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company.
All right. At one defensive end is Jesse Valdez. At the other one is Lance Green. The nose guard will be DeAndre Adams. The linebackers will be inside, will be George Martinez, Alex Ibarra, Ryan Cullen, and Darrell Flores. The cornerbacks will be Trey Lewis and Jalon Bryan, and the two safeties will be Johnny Alexander and John Washington.
There's your starting lineups tonight, presented by Sioux Falls Prater, tonight's national anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so whose broad stripes and bright stars
Well, it is a packed house here in Jack Sportsman Bobcat Stadium tonight as the Cameron Yeoman visiting for the very first time take on the Refugio Bobcats. Coach, we mentioned we introduced our broadcast with Super Bowl 49. It's what it looked like when we drove up at 5:30. The lines were already backed up on the Refugio side. Hardly any place to park, and then folks are taking this game seriously.
Oh, yeah, and we had heard that they were promoting it down here in South Texas as a Super Bowl, and they're taking it to heart.
Well, it is a packed house for the Bobcats. The Yeoman fans have come out in force. Quite a few fans have shown up, several hundred to be
very impressed.
As a matter of fact, yeah. For the long trip down to South Texas, as we are only about 10 minutes away from kickoff here tonight. Now, the Cameron Yeoman won the toss. They elected to defer, so they will be on defense first here tonight. We have about a 10-mile-per-hour northeast breeze here tonight, and that is blowing from, it's kind of catty-cornered across the stadium, but the team with their backs to the east will have more of that advantage of the wind than those going from west to east, as this field lies east and west. We've had some sprinkles, but the skies are high, and that's good.
Well, I was surprised at the coin toss. First of all, we won it, and we deferred. Then they turn around and take the ball going into the wind.
All right, so the Bobcats will actually be moving from our right to left in this first possession. And here they come. They are dropping folks out of the airplane, as promised. Three are parachuting above us. Like we said.
Four.
Is there four? There are four. They're supposed to make landing on the field.
I don't want them to hang up in the lights.
Yeah, or get too close to us. But here come the parachuters. We mentioned this is a really, really big game. I saw on several newscasts in South Texas that this is the biggest challenge for the Bobcats in several years, including two state championship games. So they are really excited about the visiting Cameron Yeoman here at Bobcat Stadium tonight. Yeoman are decked out white on white with maroon trim and white helmets. The Bobcats are black on black with their orange numbers and orange helmets.
You might describe the field to them, too. This is a pretty thing.
Beautiful field. Of course, artificial turf, just like the Yeoman turf. It's got black end zones with Refugio in one end, or actually in both ends, I guess, in cursive writing, and a big, about a 15-yard Bobcat in the center of the field. A beautiful field here in Refugio.
A big orange Bobcat.
And the parachuters are, they're getting closer, aren't they? You know, I guess they can control where they're going because one is about to make landing, it looks like, with black and gold streamers. How about that? Pretty impressive. They are bringing in the parachuters. And here comes the first one. It will touch down at the 42-yard line.
Safe.
All right. Here comes the second one from there. They're kind of circling around to the west and coming into the breeze. I guess that's planned.
Absolutely.
And, this one's kind of coming over the stands. And now there we go. Play-by-play of the parachuters. He's going to be a little more off target. He's going to land all the way down at the 20, but he stays on his feet. Give him an A+. Now, we've got two more coming in.
One just went over us.
Pretty impressive. The Bobcats have really built this game up. This is what they're terming one of the biggest games in many, many years for the Refugio Bobcats, the Cameron Yeoman.
Hey, including the state championship game.
Two of them.
Yeah.
The Cameron Yeoman kind of just treating this, Coach, as another game.
Well, and I like that approach because you want to get better in your non-district ball games. What you're trying to do is get better every time that you go on the field. Now, they're going to try to win this game. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. But they're not blowing it out of proportion like some folks have.
Well, we have one of them hanging up there. He's still a good ways up in the air. But we had some clips from Coach Rhodes. We're just not going to have time to get to them in our pregame show. Longer than expected countdown to kickoff and then the activity going on here. But, again, a good number of Yeoman fans, several hundred, made the trip down here for this one. And I know that we have hundreds, literally thousands, listening by way of radio and Internet tonight. And we welcome you to our broadcast. Thank you for joining us here on 105.1
Ranch. He wants a spotlight all to himself.
And for KMIL.com. Are you talking what?
He wants a spotlight all to himself, and he is coming in about, what, 2 minutes after everybody else.
Yeah, or more than that, probably more like 5 or 6 minutes, but he is still on up there. Taking his time, the teams are waiting along their respective sidelines. We've had our national anthem, we've had our coin toss, and we've had three of the four parachuters hit the ground. And finally, the final one comes in with an American flag in the breeze, and he is about to make his landfall here. It was pretty cool. That's pretty impressive. Great job, Bobcats, for putting on that show. And there's the landing. And there are the four parachuters on the turf. 4 minutes, 30 seconds away from opening kickoff here tonight. And we've already given you our starting lineup for the defense, as the Yeo defense will be first on the field, Coach. I think when the Yeoman have the ball in the first quarter, they'll have the advantage of this northeast breeze moving from our right to our left to right in the first quarter.
Well, what I like about it is it's not going to affect our passing as much as it would our punting. And it's going to give us a distinct advantage, because I was watching both teams punt into the wind and with the wind, and you have a distinct advantage punting that ball with the wind.
We might have mentioned that we are atop the press box here at Jack Sportsman Bobcat Stadium, and we can see for miles. There is it's very flat country down here.
Yes, sir.
The teams have taken the field, and it's going to be kind of difficult to read the numbers on the Bobcats, because they're kind of small and bunched up in front. Now, if we can get them to turn around and read the back, we can do that pretty well. Jaleel Pope will tee it up for the Yeoman again. The Yeoman will have the breeze at their back here in the first quarter as they win the toss and elect to defer. I believe back for the Bobcats that's Tyler Castellano, I think.
Those numbers are difficult to read.
They are on the front. If they turn around, you can read them. Yeah, that's Castellano. Also back is number three, Robert Ortiz, for the Bobcats. Bobcats are 4-0 coming into this one tonight. And rather 3-0, I think, but they've outscored their opponents like 159-13. Just demolishing their opponents, and they're kind of known for running up the score against their opponents. Here's the kickoff, our opening kickoff, angled to the sidelines and out of bounds. And Jaleel Pope didn't mean to do that. He probably wanted a high, short kick, but it goes out of bounds, our opening kickoff, brought to you by Standard Life Cycle Solutions. Call Standard's Life Cycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for all stages of life. So the Bobcats will have their choice, and they are going to take the ball at the 34-yard line.
That's good field position.
So here we go, first play from scrimmage. Quarterback, about a 6'1", 210-pound sophomore. He'll take the snap, hand off on a toss, bouncing outside and diving up to the 40-yard line for a gain of 6 yards was Castellano, the tailback, who came over from the wing position.
Well, the fullback or the running back came in there and got a block on the linebacker, and that helped open that hole.
Quarterback Jalen Mascaro, quick pass out to the right side looking for blockers, and he picks up a block or two, but he's down short of the first down at the 43. It's going to be third down and a yard for the Bobcats. Third down and a yard. Opening drive. Bobcats moving right to left here in the first quarter. Mascaro is the quarterback. He's got one man in the backfield with him and now sends one in motion. He's got a handoff on a reverse coming to the near side.
Holding. Tackled
him.
There is
a flag as the running back gets up to about the 48-yard line. Trey Lewis brings him down after a gain of about five, but the holding penalty and a blatant one will I thought Coach was going to come unglued there.
Well, these coaches here were yelling in my ear, and I looked down there, and he's tackling the guy.
So that's a big holding penalty. It negates the first down, and it's going to back him up 10 yards, and it's going to be third down and 11 now for the Bobcats. Deep safeties are Johnny Alexander and John Washington for the Yeoman. The linebackers are Alex Ibarra and Ryan Cullen. The corners are Jaylon Bryant and Trey Lewis. Third down and 11. Shotgun, nobody in the backfield as Mascaro is going to run it now, and he's going to be gang tackled at the 37-yard line, and the Bobcats are three and out in their opening possession. We say they are. It's third down, as rather it's fourth down and about seven. It's fourth down and seven. They've got the marker at second down, but it was third down when they ran the penalty. So they did third down over again. It is a punting situation for the Bobcats. They got the fourth down marker set now, and it's Mascaro still back in the shotgun position, but we do have Aaron Sims back to receive what is anticipated to be a punt here on fourth and seven from the 37-yard line. Mascaro, a quick pooch punt, end over end, coming to the near side, and it's going to bounce out of bounds outside the 30 at about the 33-yard line, so the Yeoman will have it first and 10 from their own 33.
Well, they were not going to kick that ball to number 14 back there. You can see that.
So the Yeo offense on the field for the first time tonight. Again, the Yeomen are moving from our left to right. Jacob Smitherman will be guiding the Yeo offense again tonight in reserve for Reed Nickerson, who is anticipated to be back in action after the open date against the Rockdale Tigers. Here we go as the Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage. They're going to send Vincent Vargas wide to the right side along with Aaron Sims. It is Wells and Corey Smith wide to the left. Treyon Smith in the backfield with Smitherman. From the 33-yard line, the handoff is to Treyon. He changes directions, dives up to the 35 for a gain of a couple, and it's second down and eight.
Well, as tight as they are to the line of scrimmage, they're going to stop that run, but which means we're going to throw the ball.
Second down and eight now for the Yeoman. Three and out for the Bobcats on their first possession. Trips go wide to the left side for the Yeoman. Vargas alone wide to the right. The corners are playing about 7 yards off of those wide receivers. And Smitherman, quick pass, flare pass out to the left side. That's Aaron Sims. He's across the 40, the 45, and out of bounds up at the 47. And there is a penalty flag after the tackle out of bounds. Only thing that could be, Coach, is unnecessary roughness.
Well, we'll wait and see.
Aaron Sims picks up about 12 on the carry after the catch. But it's going to be a personal foul against the Bobcats, and it's going to tack on 15 more. Well, that'll move the ball across midfield and down to the Bobcat 38-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Yeoman and Anderley Lumber Company. First down. Yeoman send twins to both sides, rather trips to the near side, as Treyon Smith is now the inside receiver on the right side. Or the slot receiver. Smitherman alone in the backfield. Drops back. Sets up. Throws long down the middle of the field. And this one is almost caught in traffic. Aaron Sims goes up and gets both hands on it inside the 10. But he was sandwiched by two defenders. And it falls incomplete.
Well, we sent four deep. Four deep against a four deep defense. And they were back there playing that pretty well.
Second down and 10 for the Yeoman from the 38-yard line. Sims, Wells, and Vargas wide to the right. Corey Smith wide to the left. Ball is on the far hash mark as the Yeoman moving toward the clock end zone. And reverse to Aaron Sims. Here we go. Around the left side, there is a flag. They're going to flag holding in the backfield on a block that, well, that's pretty marginal. but Aaron Sims has run out of bounds. I didn't see where he went out, but they're going to mark this against the Omen. I don't think he picked up much yardage, but the Omen are going to at least get the down over.
I think what we're doing with that play, you know, last week they had scouted that thing very well at Whitney. These guys here are looking for that play. I think they were running that just to see how they were going to react.
It is second down now and 19 for the Omen. Ball is at the Bobcat 47-yard line. The Omen need the 28 for a first.
And they're up crowding the receivers. They're man for man with one safety.
Smitherman will take the snap, looking right over the middle. It is blocked. Big defensive end there, I think, got his hand up and blocked that pass at the line of scrimmage.
They've got to cut him down. If they're going to throw a short pass like that, they've got to cut that guy down. You can't let him stand up.
Third down and 19 now for the Omen. Both teams with holding penalties in their opening drive. It resulted in a three and out for the Bobcats. The Omen have picked up one first down, but face a third down and 19 here. Twins go to both sides. And Smitherman will take the snap. There was contact in there before the snap. I think the nose guard might have hit the center before the snap.
That is correct.
And they're going to call encroachment offsides and a five-yard penalty marked off against the Bobcats. Now it's third down and 14.
Well, you know, we talked about this game as hyped up as they were going to be, that they could be too fired up, and they've got four penalties already.
Third down and 14 now for the Omen after the five-yard penalty stepped off against the Bobcats. That 5 yards could play huge here. Twins to both sides, ball on the far hash mark for the Omen. Smitherman takes the snap. He's going to draw play to Trayon. Trayon breaks one tackle at the line, breaks free, but he can't get past about the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 6, but it sets up a fourth down. Coach, is this four-down territory?
For Coach Rhodes, it may be.
We're on the Bobcat 36-yard line. It's about where they started their opening drive, only 2 yards deeper. But the Omen needs 7 yards. Ball is just outside the 35, and they need the 28, a long 7 needed. They're going to go for it here, it looks like, as twin receivers will go to both sides again. Trayon Smith in the backfield with Smitherman. And he'll take the snap, dropping straight back. Sets up, throws outside. He's got it. That's Jordan Wells. He's got the first down. Dives out of bounds at the 28-yard line. First and 10, Yeoman.
Beautiful pass, beautiful pattern. I'm telling you, that was well executed.
Well, they're giving him that cushion on the corners, Coach.
They are.
And that pass could be open all night until they make that adjustment.
That's correct.
Trips come to the near side. First and 10 for the Omen at the 27-yard line. Trayon Smith to the left of Smitherman in the backfield. Here's the snap and the handoff to Smith coming near side. He drags people all the way to the 20-yard line before he's driven back. And the Omen are knocking on the red zone after a 7-yard run by Trayon Smith. So the Omen overcome their holding penalty and keep this drive going, converting on a fourth and about 6.
I'm going to wait and see how the officials call this game because there was a lot going on after the whistle blew that was unnecessary.
Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the near hash mark. Second down and 3 for the Yeoman from the Bobcat 20-yard line. And here's the handoff to Smith. Up the middle inside the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. It is first and 10 inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone.
I'm going to tell you something. We've got a lot of green grass out there with our receivers. Of course, as long as he can run the ball like that, we don't have to throw it.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. Ball is at the Bobcat 13-yard line. Trips go wide to the left side. Opening drive for the Omen, by the way. A drive that started back at the 0-33. Smitherman takes the snap. He will hand off to Smith again. Smith inside the 10, dives to the 9-yard line. That's a pickup of about 4 yards. And it'll be second down and 6 for the Omen. Coach, you'll take 4 yards every whack, won't you?
You bet.
That'll eventually get you there.
Well, right this minute, the offensive line is doing a very good job. I haven't seen any stunning, but I'm going to tell you what, their linebackers, they're running a just about there's a four or in a 4-5 now, but they've been running six men up front.
Twins to both sides. Smitherman going to throw. Sets up, throws. He's got Vincent Vargas, but that was snuffed out as Vargas will catch the ball and be dropped immediately for a two-yard loss.
Well, that man was sitting out there waiting for that very play. He was sitting on that one. And I think that we're going to discover that down the hash marks, down either one of those hash marks, there's a lot of green grass.
It is third down and 8 from the 11-yard line for the Yeoman, and light rainfall begins here. As the Yeoman send trips to the wide side of the field, and Smitherman will throw again. Sets up, looking in the corner, and he dives. Well, it was a miscommunication there. Looked like Vargas didn't make the cut when Smitherman was expecting him to.
No, it's a little delayed.
And we're going to have to put an umbrella up here to protect the equipment.
And our statistician.
Yeah, he melts, you know. So so now the Yeoman will attempt a 30-yard field goal from the near hash mark as Washington will hold for Jaleel Pope. Yeah, with a light breeze at his back, here's the snap, here's the hold, here's the kick. It is blocked, and it is going to be picked up and going the other way. And no, he didn't. But still, coming all the way back to the 11-yard line. He had the 20 and lost control of his feet back at the 11-yard line, and that's where the Bobcats will put it into play. That was a high snap, and Washington probably should have, in hindsight, taken that ball and tried to do something with it other than a kick.
Anything but put it down.
Because by the time he got it on the tee, it was way too late. The Bobcats were in the backfield.
Got to have that snap. And if you're going to miss, it needs to be low.
So the Bobcats will, the quarterback drops straight back, and he's going to go deep, and he's got a man wide open, and he drops it down at the 45-yard line. Boy, did the receiver get behind the secondary then.
I'm telling you, the safety and the corner both. He just came flying down the field, and they both turned him loose.
Well, maybe a lesson learned there that didn't cost anything.
Let's hope.
But he was about 5 yards ahead of Washington and Johnny Alexander.
I don't know how accurate this quarterback is, but he has an arm on him, I'll tell you that.
Yes, he does. That 55-yard pass, Jalen Scoro just launched it from the pistol for
Hi, I'm Jason Dolnock from EBCO Development. What happens when that bargain roofing job fails? Your roof leaks and your ceiling is damaged. You pay for it. That's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. Good idea? No. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. New construction, roofing, remodeling, siding, and more. Call us first. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
Standards Home Health and Hospice knows that it can be difficult to make the decisions to receive in-home health care for yourself or a loved one. But when home health or hospice care is needed, know that the caring nurses and staff of Standards Home Health will be there for you. From in-home consultations to hospice care, their goal is to provide personalized service with care from the heart. Make the call today to Standards Home Health and Hospice, 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
Now throwing back to the near side, blockers in a wide open field. Pretty good play there as he's going to finally run into traffic up at the 38-yard line, but nobody was there to cover that pass.
Absolutely not. You could hear the coaches up here moaning.
Well, that was a play that, oh, there's a flag in the backfield, and this one's coming back.
Yes.
Holding is going to be the call against the Bobcats. And that's a huge penalty against the Bobcats. It's going to erase a first down of about 15 yards and set up third down and 19. Third down and 19 now for the Bobcats after the holding penalty. This is the second drive in which a holding penalty has really damaged their drive possibilities. Mascaro will take the snap, dropping straight back, and now he's going to throw one long. He's got a man wide open again. I mean wide open. He could go the distance. All the way to the 30, the 20, the 10. He scores. Touchdown, Bobcats.
Somebody in our secondary for the second time in a row has gone completely asleep for that guy to be behind us 15 or 20 yards.
How about 88-yard strike from Mascaro to...
And, you know, we talked...
To Castellano.
We talked before the ball game. Make them drive the football. Don't let them have the big one.
And here is the extra point, and it is no good. I don't know that it was blocked or just missed, but it was off to the left and low, and... Our score with 4:10 left in the first on an 88-yard strike from Mascaro to Castellano. It's 6-0 Bobcats. We'll take a break and be back in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Refugio, Texas, where the Bobcats strike on a 3rd and 19. They strike on an 88-yard pass play. The extra point failed, and the Bobcats draw first blood. The Yeoman, in their opening drive, went 11 plays from their 33. It fizzled on a blocked field goal after the tee was down at the 20, the line of scrimmage, the 13, and that's where their first drive fizzled out. So the Yeoman will try to answer back after an 88-yard strike from Mascaro, the big 6'1 sophomore quarterback, to Castellano. And the Bobcats will tee it up. I think that is Daryl Flores and Aaron Sims back deep. Let's see if they kick it deep or maybe to Vincent Vargas.
Well, up front. The referee is holding up, blowing the whistle, because he's getting the Cameron Yeoman sideline back on the orange and off of that sideline.
All right. There we go. It is Titus Lewis and Vincent Vargas, the upbacks. And after that, Johnny Alexander and Trey Lewis. Here we go. It's going to be a line drive kicked right at Aaron Sims at the 17-yard line, and Sims will keep it. He's up across the 30. The 45, he just tripped up before he could reach the outside of the 40-yard line, but a great return by Aaron Sims. He knew he had 6 points in his sights had he not tripped.
Well, we talked about this earlier as we were coming down here, that you've got to make them run the ball and throw the ball, use up a lot of plays because they're going to have a chance to make a mistake. You cannot give them the big one.
Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call 697-6488 or your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron. twins to both sides for the Yeomen. As Smitherman has Trayon Smith to his right in the backfield, and Smith will get the handoff in traffic. He will get back to the line of scrimmage. Might get a yard, but no more.
Well, we've got a couple of offensive linemen that are making contact, but they aren't staying with their blocks. And we had good hold there for just a minute, and one of them fell back to the inside and made the play.
Second down and nine for the Yeoman from the 41-yard line. Again, the Yeoman here in the first, moving from our left to right, 3:35 remaining in the first quarter. Twins to both sides. Ball is between the hash marks for the Yeoman. Smitherman takes the snap. Quick pass, right side. He's got Jordan Lewis caught at the 45 and dives up to about the 47.
Boy, if he fakes that pass and goes to the deep receiver, he's wide. We'll have another one like they had. I mean, they jumped all over that sharp receiver and turned that deep one loose.
It is third down and three for the Yeoman. Vargas and Sims wide to the right. Twins to the left. That's Corey Smith and Jordan Wells. The Yeoman need the midfield mark to keep this drive going. Ball is at the 47. And Smitherman, quick pass left side. That's Wells. He's got it. He slips as he catches the ball and tries to make a cut, and he'll lose a yard. Well, Jordan Wells was just going to try to make that first down, and he lost his footing after he caught the ball and tried to make a cut, and it's fourth and four, and it looks like the Yeoman will punt.
Yeah, you can't afford to give the Bobcats the ball in that kind of field position.
Well, the Bobcats will put two men back to receive the punt. And Smitherman will have a breeze has actually died down a bit,
just
but
about.
It's still at his back a little bit. Here's the snap. It's a good one all the time in the world, and the punt is off. And it's going to hit at the 18, roll inside the 15, and down to the 10-yard line, and that is where the Bobcats will have it.
When you let the ball hit the ground, you have average losing minus 15. You've got to catch the ball, and they let it hit.
So it is first and 10 now for the Bobcats from their own 10-yard line.
I would imagine the secondary had a pretty good talking with Tommy Brashear while they were on the sideline because they have been open twice.
Trips come to the near side, one man wide to the right as Mascaro will hand off to the tailback coming up across the 15 and down up to the 19. That's a gain of nine for the Bobcats. And I swear his jersey's on inside out. Look at it. Can you read that number?
No.
That's 42 inside out.
What you're asking me to read with my eyes.
A pistol formation and a man in motion, and Mascaro will hand off the tailback. He is hit and dropped for a loss. Back at the 16-yard line, that is a 3-yard loss.
Big number 60.
And it sets up third down and four. DeAndre Adams fighting off the center and making the first contact.
Well, he's got a distinct advantage against that center. He's about twice his size, so they may have to double-team DeAndre.
Here we go on a third down and four. Mascaro, quick pass, right side. It is caught and dropped short of the first down at the 19-yard line. That's fourth down and a yard. What will he do?
Knowing them, I have no idea.
Well,
you don't know because he can punt it from short punt.
He does punt from, and the Yeoman might not even put anybody back deep.
They're going heavy. Looks like they're getting ready to put their big guys in and try to get that 1 yard.
Could be. But Morosco is not in the backfield here. Is he on the sidelines? He is on the sidelines.
He may kick it.
But they've got three backs, and they are going to run it right there, and he is not going to make it. I don't believe he's going to make it. They're giving him a good spot up at the right at the 20-yard line. But that was a great defensive play. Oh man.
He was short of the 20.
Oh, man.
He was short of the 20.
Line judge on the other side gave him the great spot. The line judge on the Bobcat side was coming in inside the 20. And, wow. And they both line judges were not on the same page there. But
well, everybody... Goodness gracious.
First and 10 nonetheless for the Bobcats. Now, what a risk there. Now, that is the end of the first quarter of play. The Bobcats, when we come back, will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. They lead it 6-0. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Seal it up for less during September at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. Right now, you'll get fillet spray foam in 10-ounce cans for just $3.49. This handy tool permanently seals cracks and openings. And also during September, pick up a three-piece layout set, another great tool from Anderle Lumber. It comes with a chalk line reel, extra chalk, and a level. Get your set now for just $6.99 while supplies last at Anderle Lumber Company, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
Back at Jack Sportsman Bobcat Stadium, where the Cameron Yeoman trailed the Bobcats from Refugio 6-0 on an 88-yard 3rd-and-19 bomb. The only score of the first quarter, and it goes by way of the Bobcats. The extra point failed, and they just squeaked out a first down, and it was all about the spot. At the 20-yard line on a fourth down and short.
Coach Rhodes is still having that conversation with the head linesman. He's a lot calmer than I might have been.
Now, that was, from what we saw up here, a very poor spot in favor of the Bobcats. It was a great spot.
Oh, he was 2 feet or a yard shy of where he's supposed to be.
Here we go. On a 1st-and-10 for the Bobcats, a man goes in motion as Marosco will throw it. Setting up, now flushed out of the pocket. And DeAndre Adams can't get to him. He's still running. And now he's going to be drugged down, hit hard at the 22-yard line. He was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, I'm glad that we had him on the run because we had one of the Bobcats running 15 yards free down the middle of the football field. Again, that's the third time.
A gain of 3 after all of that. And the quarterback, Mascaro, must be really, really tired. Takes the snap. He'll hand off around the near side, and he's got some room across the 35, up to the 40, and down finally at the 41-yard line.
Well, whoever our left defensive end is got completely lost, Joe. There was just nobody there. There was a gigantic hole on this side.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line for the Bobcats. On the move again. Twins go to both sides. Mascaro will throw. Quick pass right side. He's got a man. It is caught and dropped up the 49-yard line. An 8-yard catch and run by the receiver. And it's 2nd down and 2 now for the Bobcats. Mascaro will send Twins to both sides. Ball is at the Bobcat 49. They need the Yeoman 49 for a 1st down. 2nd down. Here's a quick pass to the near side. It's caught, but just hammered by Jaylon Bryant after the catch. He'll get the 1st down as he hangs on to the ball. And kudos to Jonathan Rosas, who was able to hang on to that ball after the catch because Jaylon Bryant just hammered him.
He may go back to the huddle and say, I suggest we not run that play again.
At the 46-yard line, it's a 1st and 10 for the Bobcats. Again, the Bobcats will spread the field with twin receivers to both sides. One man in the backfield with Mascaro, and he's going to pump once and go long again. And a long pass downfield is tipped and broken up by Jaylon Bryant down at the 10-yard line. And at the same time, I think that was Jesse Valdez that really got to Mascaro in the backfield as he threw that ball.
Well, their center is having a great deal of difficulty handling Valdez.
And Adams as well.
Oh, yeah.
This is a 2nd down and 10 from the Yo 46. Twins to the left side, slot right. Quick pass. No, it's a handoff over to the near side. Breaking tackles.
Poor tackling.
And still on his feet inside the 30 and dives to the 29-yard line.
I'm going to tell you right now, you got to credit that for poor tackling because we had two guys on the line of scrimmage, and he went right between both of them.
And it's another 1st and 10 for the Bobcats down at the Yo 29-yard line. 6-0. The Bobcats lead it. and are on the move here with 10 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Mascaro will run it this time. He's hit by DeAndre Adams, who hangs onto the shirt tail and is finally brought down after a yard gain. DeAndre hit him in the backfield and then had to hang onto his shirt tail until help arrived.
78.
And that is, oh, that's Valdez, who is on the turf. One thing, Coach, you really don't want to happen here is injuries. You got district in 2 weeks, and we're already kind of banged up. And the Yeomen really are hoping to come out of this healthy. But right now, Jesse Valdez is on the turf. We've got an injury timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. It's 6-0 Bobcats. Back in a moment.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
Back to play as the Bobcats have a second down and 9 now from the Yo 28-yard line. Mascaro alone in the backfield, pumps once, throws right, and he's got his man caught, but it's going to be a short gain, maybe even no gain. They'll give him the 28-yard line, so that is the line of scrimmage, and it's third down and 9 for the Bobcats.
Cameron Yeoman have seen that play a time or two.
This is the 12th play of this drive coming up that started back at the Bobcat 10-yard line. It is now third down and 9 for the Bobcats at the Yo 28-yard line.
That's one way to keep Cameron's offense off of the field.
Mascaro will throw. Sets up, now flushed out of the pocket, and he dumps one off. It's caught and wrestled out of bounds for a yard loss at the 30-yard line. That's a 2-yard loss, as a matter of fact, and it's going to be fourth down and 11. Fourth down and 11 from just outside the 30-yard line now for the Bobcats. They lead the Yeomen 6-0. This is a very impressive long drive that started back at the Bobcat 10-yard line. But the Yo defense standing tall here. If they can turn the ball over on downs and give the ball back to the Yeomen, it'd be a victory here. Twins go to both sides as Mascaro will throw. Sets up, looking downfield, flushed out of the pocket. And now he's going to set up and throw deep into the end zone. John Washington is there to break it away. And it falls incomplete. So a 13-play drive stalls at the Yo 30-yard line, and the Yeoman will take over on downs.
You see who was putting the pressure on him? Number 4, Trayon Smith.
8:54 left in our second quarter of play. Our second quarter tonight is brought to you by 10-4 Logistics? Never can remember our second quarter sponsor, Circle S Barbecue. And Cameron Cleaners bringing you the second quarter action tonight from Refugio, Texas. The Yeoman back on the field, moving right to left now here in the second quarter. Smitherman with twins to both sides. He's going to quick pass out to the right side. That's Aaron Sims picking up a block. The 45 breaking to the outside and out of bounds at the 35 out to the 38-yard line. That should be a gain of about 8 yards.
All he needed was one more block out there by a wide receiver, and he was gone.
Second down and 2 now for the Yeoman from the 38-yard line. Trips come to the near side, one man wide to the right. That's Vincent Vargas, a very popular receiver for Smitherman earlier. Here's Aaron Sims, who makes a quick catch over the left side and is down immediately. After a 3-yard catch to the 41, that'll move the chains for the Yeoman.
He just went far enough to get the first down and turned around, and Jacob put the ball right on the money.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from the 41-yard line. Trayon Smith in the backfield, Aaron Sims and Corey Smith. You know, Aaron now goes slot receiver right, setting up trips to the side, to the right side. Ball dead between the hash marks. And the handoff is to Trayon Smith, and nothing going there.
No blocking.
And he is trying to break tackles but cannot get away, and he'll lose a yard after the second effort back at the 40-yard line.
Well, they brought linebackers the front four are big enough the way they are, but then they brought a linebacker on the, also, and it made it difficult for him to find running room.
Second down and 11 now for the Yeoman. It is Wells and Corey Smith wide to the left side, Sims and Vargas wide to the right side. And now they have closed that gap, Coach, at the corners. And here is a busted play. Smitherman's going to keep it, and he is going to barely get back to the line of scrimmage before he's run out of bounds. And I don't think Trayon Smith and Jacob Smitherman were on the same page then.
No, sir.
So it'll be third down and 11 now for the Yeoman.
I think Aaron is wanting that ball to come to him because I don't think the guys that are trying to cover him can stay with him, and that's what he feels. That's the indication I'm getting from his body language.
Trips come to the near side for the Yeoman. Vargas alone wide to the right side. The Yeoman need just across midfield to keep this drive moving. There's some movement. There's a flag for offsides. This is a free play. Long pass downfield. Oh, that's interference all over the place. This official didn't have a flag. He'd already thrown it, and he just waves it incomplete. But that was definitely, if nothing else,
I'm
shielding.
I'm telling you. This, what we've seen in the first half here, leaves a little bit to be desired.
Well, that was a free play for the Yeoman, and the pass was down to about the 40-yard line, and the defender just blanketed Aaron Sims, shielded him, and ran into him without even looking back for the ball. That is... There's nothing else you can call that but interference, but the official had already thrown his flag, so I guess he just went with the offsides call. Sets up a third down and six now for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides. They need just across midfield. Smitherman takes the snap, and it's going to be a reverse to Sims. Coming to the near side, and Sims can't make it. He is hit at the 47-yard line as he tried to cut north. And he only picks up a couple of yards, and it's fourth down now for the Yeoman.
Well, that's hard for those wide receivers to hold that block that long. And some of them, the defenders were able to come off and get a piece of him. I think if he'd have kept coming to the sideline, he might still be running. Of course, we're up here and can see that.
Yeah. So the Yeoman will get into punt formation as, keep in mind, Jacob, the quarterback, also the punter. John Washington is the up guy, and there's nobody back deep to receive this punt, so the Bobcats are just going to let this one go. Nobody rushing, and there's the punt. It's a high punt. It's going to hit at the 25, roll inside the 10, and all the way to the 7-yard line.
They didn't think Cameron would punt the ball.
Well, they didn't put a rush on either, and Jacob just kind of stood and watched them for a moment and then punted it away down to the 7. So the Bobcats again starting deep in their own end of the field.
Now the defense needs to respond right here and make this a 3-and-out or 4, you know, get a turnover, something, but so we got offense can get the ball back.
Keep in mind Mascaro has the wind at his back now, and he has an arm. He's got trips coming to the near side, but it's going to be a handoff to the tailback looking for outside room, and he's going to be, he breaks another tackle, up to the 22-yard line before he's brought down. He was actually caged up at the 5-yard line.
That's just poor tackling. I hate to tell you that, but that's all that was.
A 14-yard pickup to the 22-yard line, and it is a first down for the Bobcats.
They just were not wrapping up.
Scaro has Moya in the backfield with him. Trend, and now a man goes in motion. And this time, Mascaro will keep it. Breaks another tackle. They cannot bring him down. He's into the open. Across the 35. It's a foot race down the sidelines. He's across midfield and is finally going to be corralled at the 43-yard line of the Yeoman.
Let me tell you something, Joe. Four Yeoman had him in the midst of them. And he came out of that. We're not tackling worth a flip tonight. I'm right this first half.
From the 43-yard line of the Yeoman, first and 10 for the Bobcats.
That's just uncalled for.
And the real estate is heavy in favor of the Bobcats here in this first half. 5:40 left in the first half.
And the time of possession.
6-0 Bobcats, but they are on the move again from a drive that started back at their 7. Alone in the backfield, Mascaro, he's going to throw. He's going to go deep. Now he's pumping, and now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, waving, and now he's just handling the yeoman as if they were stepchildren, not worried at all about the rush, and then dumps it out of bounds.
Flag. Ineligible receiver downfield. But well, I'm going to tell you something, Joe. We had one of our defensive linemen, I'm not going to call a number, the quarterback was coming this way, and he was going the other way. I don't think he knew where the football was, period.
They're going to back it up. Let me see. Is that a 10-yard penalty? It's a 5-yard penalty. And it's going to be a first down and 15 for the Bobcats from the 48-yard line now as that was an incomplete pass just dumped out of bounds by Mascaro, but apparently the yeoman wanted to take the penalty instead of the down.
Well, he's 6'1 and 210, but, you know, he's not Superman, and we're tackling him just like he is.
And now we've got a timeout called by the Bobcats. So we'll take a timeout with them. That's the first timeout of the half. And the Bobcats will have it when we come back. First down and 15 from the 48-yard line. And they lead the Yeoman 6-0. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
And welcome back to Refugio, Texas. We welcome also our many, many, literally hundreds of listeners online tonight listening to Cameron Yeoman football here from South Texas as the Yeoman faced the Bobcats for the first time in school history. Long bus ride down here and what has been hyped up as probably the biggest game in years for the Bobcats. They had a packed house here, Coach, before we finished setting up our equipment.
Absolutely. they came to see this one.
First down and 15 for the Bobcats. Mascaro will stand alone in the backfield and send trips wide to the near side. That is the wide side of the field. Twins go wide left. And now a man goes in motion as Mascaro will keep it and run to the right side.
He's going to be hit
and breaking tackles and spinning and finally falling forward down to about the 36-yard line for a gain of 12. And it's going to set up a second down and 3.
Joe, something is happening out there to our defensive ends and outside linebackers because he's faking one way, and all he did that time was just take the ball and follow the blockers this way, and there was a gigantic hole between the cornerback and safety.
This time trips go wide left, and now one of those in motion, but it's a handoff to number 42. He is hit, breaking a tackle, and now dives inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 7 more yards, and it'll move the chains.
3 more Cameron Yeoman laying on the field. All had contact with him and haven't got him down yet.
Can you read his number? 24. Okay. That is Isaiah Perez. Here's a pass over to the left side. It is caught inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line. And another first and 10 for the Bobcats, a drive that started back at their own 7-yard line, and the Yeo defense has no answer right now.
No, they don't. They're eating up yardage. They're eating up time. And our offense is standing on the side over there.
Inside the Yeo red zone, it is first down and 10 from the Yeo 17-yard line. Trips to the near side. And alone in the backfield, Mascaro. He's going to roll to his right, and he is going to escape, and he's going to dive out of bounds at about the 16-yard line.
We have no containment on this side. Whoever the defensive end on this side, let him get to the outside, and everybody from the secondary or linebackers are having to chase him from the inside to try to get him.
A two-yard gain on that run. And it's second down and 8 now for the Bobcats.
Well, they're exposing some things on our defense that we suspected but weren't sure.
Mascaro is hands on his knees, tired. He's a two-way starter for the Bobcats. And he's wearing down here.
Good. Maybe he'll wear himself out.
In the second quarter. He's alone in the backfield. He's got a slot left, and a man in motion from the near side will get the handoff. No, he's going to keep it right up the middle.
Oh, my goodness.
And he will score.
Oh, I'm telling you, they just took – there was nobody in the middle, no linebackers, no nose guard, no safeties. He just went straight into the end zone.
16-yard run by Mascaro. And the Bobcats are up 12 to nothing.
I have a feeling we have somebody in the secondary who's not reading their keys, and the guy goes in motion, and they're flying out there with him, and he just ran straight up the middle. How many yards?
16.
16 yards.
Got hit at the 2 and dived across.
That was the first time anybody touched him.
They're going to go for 2 here. Mascaro is really tired, hands on his knees. He has really worked this 93-yard drive. And he stands alone in the backfield. He'll send a man in motion, and he's going to do the same play again, but no go as the Yeomen stuff him for a loss on the two-point conversion.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You were talking about him being tired. He ran that play like he was tired. It took him about 2 or 3 seconds to get to the line of scrimmage, and then there was no hold.
A 9-play, 93-yard drive capped off by that 16-yard run by Mascaro, the quarterback. The two-point conversion attempt failed. So our score, with 3:50 left in the first half, 12 to nothing Bobcats. We're back in 30 seconds.
You know, I remember when I went down to talk to the bank, all I had was a used set of tools and a dream. Now I've got my own business.
Over the years, we've helped a lot of people achieve their goals. We've often seen a good idea and hard, honest work turn into a successful business. A strong bank is built on strong relationships.
It's good to know you got a strong bank behind you.
Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
All right, we are back. The Yeomen will have 3 minutes and 50 seconds to work with here and try to get some points on the board before the half. The offense has spent most of this first half standing on the sidelines tonight.
They really have.
And they back deep to receive is Darryl Flores. Or no, that is Sakori Smith, I think.
Yes.
And Aaron Sims.
I don't think they're going to see the football.
Well, they kicked it right to Sims the last time they kicked off.
That's the reason I don't think they're going to see the football.
Yeah, they nearly ran it back. And here we go as the Bobcats are awaiting the whistle. And now they'll spread from corner to corner. 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the first half. 12 to nothing Bobcats. As the kickoff is going to be angled to the near side, and it's going to be fielded on a bounce by, no, it's going to go out of bounds at the 11-yard line.
As long as we didn't touch it.
Yeah, we touched it. Aaron Sims touched it, and it went out of bounds.
A penalty is going to save us.
That's not a penalty.
Over there.
We have an offsides penalty.
Yes.
Well, that is going to save us because Aaron Sims actually touched the ball and shoved it out of bounds inadvertently. But the Bobcats were offsides. And so they'll have to re-kick it. Well, they are kicking the ball right to Aaron Sims' side. And, in fact, they're kicking it to where nobody but Aaron Sims can field it. That's a little surprising.
Well, they're making it impossible for us to run the reverse by kicking it this far, because we'd have to run almost 20 yards across the field before we ever had a chance to make any yardage. So they're kicking it over here, removing the reverse. And now if our up back up here doesn't decide to go back and catch one of these, Aaron can't cover all that territory. Somebody's got to go back and catch that shorter kickoff.
We'll have our Oscar Store scoreboard at halftime, and we'll also bring you the Ojai School Marching Band performance presented by Ideal Poultry. That's all part of our Germania halftime report here on 105.1 The Ranch. Of course, after our broadcast tonight, join us for Friday night finals. If you are listening by way of radio, you can also listen by way of internet or cell phone. If you have an iPhone, it's real easy. Just go to KMIL.com, click on the Listen Live. If you have an Android, well, we have instructions on our homepage on what app to download. That makes it real easy. Here we go. After the 5-yard penalty is marked off back to the 35-yard line, kicking off is going to be Ramirez, and he will boot it right down the middle. It's going to be fielded by Sims at the 15-yard line, and he is going to keep it again around the right side. He's to the 25 in traffic and is slung down at the 24.
Joe, they're coming down the football field and getting to the 30-yard line, and they're just setting up. They're just setting up and waiting for him to come, and there's nobody going down the field to open up any holes. So that reverse is not going to affect anybody because they're coming down to the 30 and everybody's stopping.
Yeah, you know, hindsight is always better, but Aaron caught that ball at the 15, and he ran about 30 yards laterally.
That's right.
If he could have put that into vertical, Yeoman would have a lot better field position. Here we go from the 24-yard line, first and 10 for the Yeoman. Smitherman with Trayon Smith in the backfield with him. We'll send twins to both sides from the far hash mark. He'll take the snap. Quick pass right side over the middle. He's got Vincent Vargas for a first down up across the 35 to the 39-yard line. That's an 11-yard catch by Vincent Vargas, one of his favorite receivers last week. Vincent, I think, had 9 catches for about 80 yards. And that's his first catch tonight.
Well, I had just drawn up on a piece of blank paper here two zones that are wide open, and we just threw into one of them.
Twins to both sides again, first and 10. Smitherman with a draw play to Trayon Smith. Trayon with some room across the 40, the 45, the 50, and down inside Bobcat territory to the 47-yard line. Trayon Smith with a 18-yard run on the draw play.
That is a Trayon Smith run right there.
And the Yeoman are on the move. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. And here we go. The snap. Yep. There was too many men on the field for the Bobcats as they were coming off the field, and that's going to give the Yeoman a 5-yard advantage on this first down.
Yes, sir. They're substituting a lot on defense, and if we snap the ball very quickly, we're going to catch them with their pants down.
That's going to be against the Bobcats, and it's going to set up a first down and 5 for the Yeoman.
They're trying to rest some of those guys that are going both ways, and we're catching them in the middle of it.
Here we go. First and 5 from the Bobcat 42-yard line. This drive started promptly with 3:35 left at the 24-yard line and has moved quickly across midfield to the 42.
Look.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Smitherman takes the snap, and he's going to throw. The middle. There he is, Aaron Sims. He's got it inside the 20. It's a foot race. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
That is a space that's been there all night long.
42-yard catch by Aaron Sims, and he races to the corner. Nobody's going to catch him.
No, well, and they only had one safety sitting back there, which means that all between the cornerback is a linebacker, but he's very shallow, and there's a lot of green grass there, and we just hit two plays right in a row.
The extra point coming up, and then we'll tell you about the Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Washington to hold for Jaleel Pope. Here is the extra point. It's through the uprights, and the Yeoman have closed the gap. 12-7 is our new score. And we'll be back to recap that drive for you in just a moment. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The budget host in and suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern Hospitality at Budget Host Inn and Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway, book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn and Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
Welcome back to Jack Sportsman Bobcat Stadium in Refugio, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman have just closed the gap after a couple of first-half scores by the Bobcats. The Yeomen have finally put some points on the board. That was a 76-yard, four-play drive by the Yeomen. A couple of big plays, a Trayon Smith 18-yard run play, and then the 42-yard connection from Smitherman to Sims for the score, the extra point good. And the Yeomen closed the gap. It's 12-7 now. Bobcats, that's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeomen will tee it up. They're going to be booting into the wind. There's only one deep back, and he's on the far hash mark.
Well, they've seen us for the last two ball games kick the ball off short. You know how we do across the field?
Now they're going to adjust as the Yeomen come to the ball and prepare to kick it. They've got everybody, all yard lines are covered now. Here goes the kickoff by Jaleel Pope. Coming to the near side, it's going to be fielded at the 21-yard line. And coming to the near side, he is gang-tackled at the 27-yard line. They'll give him forward progress to the 28, and that's where the Bobcats will have it, first and 10.
Well, he was trying to line up behind his blockers. We had two or three guys holding the blockers up, and then the offside caught up, came in from behind and got him.
Here we go from the 28-yard line. The Bobcats will start this drive. They have put together some very long, impressive, time-consuming drives here in this first half.
Well, the defense just needs to keep them out of the end zone between now and the half.
Trips go wide to the left, one man to the near side. As they've got speed back there now, Aaron Sims is back there as safety. Here's the handoff around the right side.
No end.
And there's a foot race down the sideline. John Washington will run him out of bounds, but not before he crosses midfield and down to the 43-yard line.
We had no defensive end, no outside linebacker on that side. The cornerback and safety were being blocked on, so he just off to the races.
Our second quarter brought to you by Sam Berry with Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and by Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron. First and 10 for the Bobcats from the 43-yard line. Big play there. What's called an explosive play for the Bobcats. And Mascaro will hand off, coming to the near side, and another lot of real estate for the Bobcats inside the 30 and out of bounds at the 27-yard line.
They are pulling a guard and a tackle to get out in front, and somebody is blocking our defensive end and to the inside, and they've got blockers on our corner and safety, and all of a sudden here comes two blockers with a ball carrier out in front.
So a drive that started back at the 28-yard line of the Bobcats, all of a sudden in two plays, they are at the Yeoman 28-yard line.
And we said this one thing that all the defense has to do is keep them from scoring here in the first half.
Trips to the near side, one man split wide out to the left side, and it's going to be an inside toss play. And breaking tackles, going for the corner of the end zone. It's a touchdown, Bobcats.
No tackling. Cameron Yeoman are not tackling anybody tonight. Three plays that right straight down the football field.
Only one person had a shot, but it was a clean shot at the running back then as he took an inside toss over left guard and made one break of a tackle and was off to the races.
Absolutely.
Here is the extra point. 2:07 left. The Yeoman will need to answer that score. And the kick is up, and it is good. There is a flag coming in late.
I'm afraid it's going to be roughing the kicker.
The extra point was good. Our score is 19-7. And this penalty, if it is against the Yeoman, it is roughing the kicker, will be assessed on the kickoff. No, they're going to redo it.
They want to go for two.
He's going to take the points off. No, they decline it.
Oh, okay.
And it
hard
is,
to tell.
Yeah. It is a good extra point. Our score now is 19-7 with 2:07 remaining, and the Yeoman will go into what is known as their Indy offense.
Well, Joe, that was a perfect example of getting people through the line but not being able to block it. Coach Campbell from the University of Texas said you can get people through there, but getting them to block the ball is another story. And we had two people there with every chance to block it, and they failed to do so.
Castellano with that 27-yard run And that was a quick three-play, 72-yard drive. It just ran through the Yo defense like they weren't even there.
I'm telling you, absolutely. We have not had any defense in the first half.
Well, we had a little in the first quarter. Early in the game, we kind of gave them a break on a third and 19 when they hit that long bomb. But, you know, their first possession was three and out, and since then we've had problems.
Well, they looked out there and saw what we were doing and says, here's what we need to do, and they just decided to do it. Plus, we're not tackling anybody.
Well, let's see if the Yeoman can answer back as the Yeoman have 2:07 remaining in the first half to try to close that gap again, get to the locker room and make some adjustments. Carlos Ramirez will boot it away. It's high. Angle to Aaron Sims at the 15-yard line. They are not shying away from him. This time it's a handoff to Corey Smith, though, on the reverse up to the 41-yard line.
Well, they've been coming down to the 30 and settling down, but that time we got a little hole, a crease over here, and we got some yardage because everybody was chasing Aaron Sims.
So the Yeoman will have 2:01 to work with. They are 59 yards away and trail 19-7 to the Bobcats here in South Texas. So Corey Smith comes to the near side along with Aaron Sims. It's Jordan Wells and Vincent Vargas wide to the right. Trayon Smith to the right of Smitherman in the backfield. And Smitherman to throw. Pumps once. And now he's going to run it. He's got some room. He's coming to the sideline, and he's going to go out of bounds at the 43. That's a pickup of about 2 yards, and he gets out of bounds to manage the clock.
Well, it's just as well because there were four of them closing in on him, and we don't need to lose the quarterback.
Clock stopped with the out-of-bounds play at the 1:54 mark. Second down and 8 for the Yeoman.
Well, we're not going to get that yardage we were talking about because they've changed their defense.
Twins to both sides. The draw play to Sim, the Smith, breaks the tackle. He's across midfield, across the 40, inside the 30 to the third, rather the 40 to the 37-yard line. And that'll move the chains for the Yeoman big time.
When he starts upfield, you better get ready because he's going to be tough to bring down. If you can keep him running laterally, you have a chance.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from the Bobcat 37-yard line. Twins go to both sides. Smitherman going to throw, looking left. Deep downfield for Smith. It's tipped, and was it intercept? No, they're calling it an interception. He caught it, tipped it, and apparently hauled it in down at the 15-yard line before he goes out of bounds. Well, that was a ball that was just going to be a battle between the defender and Corey Smith, and the defender wins it.
Well, he got about 6 or 8 inches in height on him, too.
And the Bobcats will be coming this way, and we've already seen they don't need a lot of time, Coach. A minute 37 on the clock. The Yeoman definitely have got to put a stop on here.
Coach Rhodes is arguing that the guy did not have possession of the ball when he went out of bounds, and then he made the catch.
Well, that's what it looked like to me, and to tell you the truth, that's what the official over here first ruled, that he was out of bounds or incomplete. And now they're going to powwow, and Rhodes isn't going to win this, but the officials are talking about it. He's not going to win it, though. And the Bobcats will have it at their own 15-yard line, first and 10.
That's three for the officials. I'm telling you.
So here we go. The Bobcats, the Yo defense, is just simply going to have to make a stop here. They've got stacked receivers to the left, one of those in motion now, and Mascaro's looking to go deep. Sets up, avoids people, and now here's a pass downfield. It's caught and dropped. Darryl Flores defending, but the receiver had a couple of steps on him up at around midfield.
Well, when he starts scrambling around back there, we forget who we're supposed to be covering, and we stop, and they keep going.
Ortiz. on the receiving end of that one. And it goes for 34 yards up to the 49-yard line. First and 10 for the Bobcats.
Well, another score would be devastating.
And here's a handoff around the left side. We've got flags for an illegal procedure against the Bobcats.
Motion of the Bobcats. They are set.
19-7, the Bobcats lead it. And they have possession from their own 44-yard line. It's first down and 15. A minute 25 left in the half. Twin receivers to the near side, and now a flag, and another illegal procedure call is going to be flagged against the Bobcats. Actually, illegal substitution.
That's correct.
So it's first down and 20 now for the Bobcats from the 39-yard line.
That doesn't seem to bother them here in the first half. They get these penalties and they hit a big play.
From the 39-yard line, it is first and 20. Mascaro alone in the backfield. Sets up, has time now, flushed out of the pocket. Some more holding, but no flag. And now he's going to be run out of bounds back at the 31-yard line. Again, a loss of 8.
Well, he was trying to hit the inside receiver from the left who came all the way across the middle, and he was open. But we had pressure on him, and he couldn't throw the ball.
It's going to be second down and 28 now for the Bobcats. A minute 15 remaining. I don't know, Coach. You hold them here. You may use a timeout. Try to get the ball back.
If you hold them here, that's been our problem.
28 yards hadn't been a problem for them, though.
No, it has not.
Trips go wide to the left side. One man to the near side. A man in the backfield as Mascaro will hand off to that man. He is going to break tackles and get in the free. He's across the 35 up to the 39-yard line. He should have been tackled around the 30, but he picks up about 8 yards to the 39, and that's going to set up fourth down and long, and the Yeoman will use a timeout.
Once again, our defensive end is just not there. I mean, this guy takes the ball, and we've got him stopped every place else, and he runs right where the defensive end is supposed to be and picks up all that yardage.
The Yeoman have a player down, and so we have an injury timeout. As we'll keep it right here for the remainder of the half. 101 remaining in the half. It is third down and 20 for the Bobcats now. And I can't tell who is on the turf.
I'm looking for a number 60, and I guess I see him out there with the Yeoman. I don't know who that is back there.
We have had one. Jesse Valdez was helped off of the field, and I'm not sure if he's returned
yet
or not.
Yes, he has.
He has returned.
Yes, he has come back and played.
It looked like he just maybe had a little sprained ankle and left the field on his own. That may be DeAndre Adams. That's DeAndre Adams, who is going to make his way off the field under his own power. Looks to be okay.
DeAndre Adams.
That's our nose guard that's causing problems for them.
And third down and 20 now when we get back to play. As Mascaro will stand alone in his backfield, and he will send Trips to the near side. That's the wide side of the field, and Twins to the far side. Here we go, third down and 20. Dropping straight back, setting up, has time, across the middle, wide open. It's caught at the 40, the 35, the 30, and finally out of bounds or down at the 27-yard line. And like we said, Coach, 27, 28 yards hasn't been a problem for these Bobcats tonight.
No, sir, it has not.
Wide open across the middle.
Well, they ran three receivers down deep, and they ran one guy across the middle, and he was wide open.
That was Isaiah Perez on the receiving end of that pass from Mascaro, and it's a first and 10 for the Bobcats. Trips come to the near side, pump, and now a screen pass is set up, and it's caught, and inside the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 5 yards. And there's 34 seconds remaining, and the Bobcats will use their second timeout. Of the half, they have, I think, one remaining, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Yo defense, well, I have to put a stop on here. Trailing 19-7. It is second down and five, but there are 34 seconds left in the half.
And tonight, that's been plenty of time for the Bobcats.
It certainly has. The yardage, the real estate, the time of possession, and even the scoreboard, everything heavily in favor of the Bobcats here in the first half. The Yo offense just simply hadn't been on the field.
No, they've been standing right over there with Coach Rhodes waiting to try to get it back on the field so they can have the football.
I think they've punted twice in the first half. But other than that, they've put together a couple of drives. The first drive, the opening drive, stalled out with a blocked field goal.
On a high snap,
but and one drive ended with an interception, and that was, I think, this drive. Or the drive that resulted in this possession by the Bobcats.
Yep.
A drive that started back at their own 15-yard line. And here we go after the second time out for the Bobcats. They will send twins to the right, one man wide to the left, and a man goes in motion. And Mascaro will throw it. Sets up, throws a little fair pass. It is caught at the 15 and inside the 15 to the 13 and out of bounds, and there goes some extracurricular activity by
Absolutely.
The Yeoman. And that's going to cost the Yeoman half the distance to the goal line.
I'm telling you, we've had too many of those this season. Frustration. He was out of bounds. He was all the way over on the black part of the out of bounds and just kept pulling him down.
First of all, he got out of bounds.
So it'll be first and goal from the six for the Bobcats, looking to add to their 12-point lead. 19-7 is our score. Trips go wide to the right. Mascaro will send a man in motion, and now there is a flag in the backfield. And is that a flag? He's waving his flag now for some reason. And we have a timeout by the Yeoman.
Well, I'm telling you, if history repeats itself, they're going to bring a guy in motion, and Mascaro is going straight up the field.
Yeah. 25 seconds left in the first half. It is 19-7 Bobcats. They're trying to add to that score, as the Bobcats have just had their way against the Yo defense here in this first half. Welcome to South Texas. Light drizzle has fallen on and off here in the first half, as it is falling now, but it's not even enough really to throw up an umbrella.
No. I wish that was what was affecting this ball game, but it's not.
No, the elements are okay. 19-7 is our score. There are 25 seconds left in the half. This drive started back at the Bobcat 15-yard line.
And it looks to me, I was listening to the coaches here, that they're putting in what they call their heavy set, which means they're going to be running the football.
Here we go as we get back to play. The Bobcats have it first and goal from the Yo 7-yard line. 25 seconds remaining, and they have, I think they have a timeout remaining. Three backs in front of Mascaro. He fumbles the ball, picks it up, comes to the near side, stiff arms, and is brought down at the 9-yard line by Jaylon Bryant.
See, that time they had two tight ends, which is something you never see. And then they had three backs in the backfield with the quarterback. So they were definitely getting ready to run that thing and go wide.
Well, they used their final timeout. That's the final timeout for the Bobcats with 16 seconds remaining. We will take a timeout with them here. 19-7 is our score. The Yeoman desperately trying to keep that margin that way. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG, Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Bobcat Stadium in Refugio, Texas, where the Bobcats have literally had their way with the Yeomen, especially offensively tonight. They have just picked up explosive after explosive play.
Absolutely.
And here we go on a second down and goal from the 9-yard line with 16 seconds remaining. Mascaro will turn to his – no, he's going to throw it. That's not Mascaro either. And he is going to be tackled at the 7-yard line. Keep in mind they do not have any timeouts left. The clock is rolling, 6-5-4. They're trying to line up the ball, 4-3-2-1, and they will not get this playoff. That is the half. So the Bobcats use their final timeout, and then instead of what appeared to be a pass play, the quarterback, which was not Mascaro, decided to tuck it and try to pick up the touchdown. He was tackled, and they didn't have time to reset the play, and that is the half. A little bit of a moral victory for the Yo defense in holding the Bobcats out of the end zone there late in the first half. Our halftime score, 19-7. We'll be back with our Germania halftime report in just a moment.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas, trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
Tenayo's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenayo's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenayo's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenayo's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Financial Advisor. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call me at 697-6511 or stop by my office at 315 South Houston. Edward Jones, member SIP.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Ruvak, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
And welcome back to Bobcat Stadium in Refugio, Texas, as the Cameron Yeoman trail the Refugio Bobcats 19-7 here at the half. Our Germania Halftime Report, we will bring you the Yo High School Marching Band performance tonight. That is courtesy of Ideal Poultry in Cameron. We'll also have a scoring update from around Central Texas brought to you by Oscar Store, the halftime scoreboard presented each and every week. And, of course, we'll take a look at our first half stats, take a look at our coach's corner on what's happening in the locker rooms and all of that. And then we're going to try to give away a $90 gas card tonight. Since we are on a third, we're going to try to score a touchdown for the first time in 3 weeks in the third quarter. Right now, the Ideal Poultry halftime performance of the Ojai School Marching Band as the band takes the field tonight. We will take it down to the stadium floor for and give a listen. Thank you. Marching band with tonight's performance. That is a service of Ideal Poultry in Cameron, presenting the Yo High School Marching Band at halftime each and every week right here on 105.1 The Ranch. We'll be back with more of our Germania halftime report, including the Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. We'll take a look at halftime stats, the coach's corner, and we'll draw a name for that $90 gas card from Rattlers. All still to come in our halftime report. Stay with us. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Our halftime score, the Bobcats lead the Yeoman 19-7.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, welcome back to Bobcat Stadium in Refugio, where the Cameron Yeoman trail the Bobcats 19-7 at the half. Coach, a little perspective. Coach, a little perspective on that first half. And let's talk about what those coaches are saying right now in the locker rooms.
Well, the coaches from Refugio are patting their guys on the back and saying, stay after it with your intensity, fellas. We've got them on the ropes. You can't let up, however, because they have an explosive offense if they can get on the field. And then on the other side, you have Coach Rhodes just saying, gentlemen, you know, they're playing this game like it's a Super Bowl, and we're not playing with our usual intensity, and that's not a good combination. We need to pick up our intensity. We've got to wake up on defense, make our tackles, and not let them have these big, gigantic plays that they're getting against us, and let our offense get on the field where they can do something. And but I think right this minute he's probably talking to them. Coach Brashear has got the defense over one side going over a bunch of stuff, and Coach Rhodes is talking to the rest of the team and telling them, you have got to get some intensity if you're going to play with this kind of guys.
Well, we'll see how all of that pans out in the second half. You know, traditionally, the Cameron Yeoman are a second-half team, Coach. We saw Mascaro, who is a two-way starter, really get tired there on some of those drives late in the drive. In fact, he wasn't even in on those last few plays.
Yeah, our defense is wearing him out because he's running up and down the football field.
But, you know, that could come into play, too.
Yes, it could.
Late in the game, because the Bobcats do have four two-way starters, I believe.
Well, and see, they were trying. We finally caught them, but they've been trying to substitute for some of those guys, and they've been slow getting on and off the field. And we've been sitting there looking at the sideline waiting for the play to be called, where he may be talking to Jacob and saying, look out there, and if you see them substituting, go ahead and snap the ball.
Yeah.
Whether we have a play call or not, snap the football if they have too many men on the field.
Well, let's take a look at our first half stats. And, you know, this is not going to be pretty, of course. And thank goodness we don't keep time of possession. Chandler Barton with our first half stats.
Here are your first half stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Refugio Bobcats. The Yeoman have 7 first downs, and they have completed 9 out of 12 passes with 1 interception. The Yeoman have 80 passing yards and 67 rushing yards for a total of 147 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman is Aaron Sims with 65 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. The leading rusher for the Yeoman is Trayon Smith with 64 rushing yards. The Yeoman have penalties, coach. 3 penalties for 30 yards and no fumbles. Refirio has 14 first downs and they have completed 12 out of 17 passes with no interceptions. Refirio has passed for 206 yards and rushed for 220 yards for a total of 426 yards. The leading receiver for the Bobcats is Tyler Castellano with 149 receiving yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for the Bobcats is Isaiah Perez with 98 rushing yards. The Bobcats have 9 penalties for a total of 65 yards and no fumbles.
All right, I think the total offensive yardage picture just about says it all. 426 yards of offense for the Bobcats, and that's in the first half. That's a good game time total.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. And that's that. Our defense, that I was reading in the paper, and that's what we average per game. And they have come up here and done it in one half.
Yeah, the long drives have really, at least we have made them start back inside their own red zone on at least three of their drives. They've started inside the 15-yard line. But
Joe, I've marked down five times they have had 15 or more yards to go, and they've picked them up every time.
Yeah. Just been hard to and the one time that the Yo defense looked like they held them, they went on fourth. They went for it on fourth and one from their own 19-yard line and got a very favorable spot, Coach.
Oh, man.
And really, since then, the Yo defense hadn't done a whole lot.
No, they haven't. And I'm going to tell you something, that we're not usually critical of the officiating, but there have been two or three times here in this ball game on critical calls that have been obvious to us, and they've gone the other way. And so you add that to the fact that we're not playing with a great deal of intensity, and we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, the Yeoman, typically a second-half team. We hope that pans out for the Yeoman in the second half. 19-7 is our score, Coach. There have been areas on the field where we could exploit the Bobcat defense. We did once, and it resulted in a touchdown.
Well, we did it twice. We did it on the right side for a first down, came back and did it on the left side for a touchdown. But, of course, when they came back out and they knew what we were getting ready to do, we threw the interception. They'd already backed up. Their cornerbacks and safeties were all playing back. Their linebackers were playing off. That's the reason we were able to run the draw play. But they're sitting back there. If they know we're going to throw the football, they're not going to give us those areas anymore. We're going to have to do it on first or second down, but those areas are still there when they're trying to stop our running game.
Well, the mist is getting heavier here at halftime, and we've broken out our umbrellas to not just so much to protect us, but
yeah,
to protect the equipment.
Don't worry about me. Cover up that computer.
Yeah. Let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard, and we'll go by region. We can't go by – I usually go, Coach, by 50 miles in our radius.
Right.
Nobody really cares about 50 miles within this radius.
No, they don't.
Other than this one. So we'll go by district, and this is district – this is District 9 of Region 3 of Class 2A Division 1, where Glen Rose is beating Comanche 23-14 at the half. McGregor is losing to number 10 Grandview 35-18 at the half. And the West Trojans looking to go to 5-0. They're beating Hillsboro 27-7. That is also a halftime score. All right, Yeoman's District, Yeoman District 10, where the Rockdale Tigers have a 31-16 lead over the Caldwell Hornets at the half. Here, the Refurio Bobcats, number 1 and 2A, beating the Yeoman 19-7. Moody is battling Florence just seconds before the half. Florence has a three-point edge, 20-17. It is Academy beating Goldthwaite 17-0 at the half. Laga Vista is beating Grosbeck 14-12. That is midway through the third quarter now. And Lorena beating Troy at the half, 14-7. District 11, we have Mildred beating Eustis 14-7. Let's see where there are some other scores that might be of interest. Number 8, Malakoff is putting it on. Scurry Rosser, 51-6. And number 7, Tig is beating Maybank 34-7. Those are also halftime scores. Let's go back to Class
Let's see if I can do Class 4A now for some scores around Central Texas. Well, I'm not sure if I can get to those in time. We can tell you that Henderson is putting it on Dangerfield 38-7.
There are a lot of people putting it on Dangerfield this year.
This year, yeah. Tatum is beating Chapel Hill 27-14. And let's see if any other scores from around the area that would be of interest. That's going to probably about do it. We'll check Division II of Class 4A and see if there's any scores of interest. I can't really find any local scores. LaGrange is winning Fredericksburg 21-0. Salado is losing to Gatesville 35-0. Those are halftime scores. Giddings losing to Sealy at the half 21-10. And Smithville losing to Hampshire Finette 24-3 at the half. That's going to do it for your Oscar Store halftime scoreboard as the Bobcat Marching Band is putting on a show for the hometown crowd. And we are about 8 minutes away from the second half kickoff. The winds are picking up a little bit. The rain is getting a little bit heavier. And we're heading into a 12-point deficit to start this second half. The Yeoman coach will get the ball first. They need to establish themselves in this third quarter.
They certainly do. They're going to have an opportunity to do that, and they need to come out with some intensity and see to it they get something done, because at the way things are going right now, our defense is not going to stop too many people.
Well, let's draw a name for our $90 gas card. It's worth $90 this third quarter if the Yeoman can score a touchdown. Our name is Cheryl Bryan. Cheryl Bryan, if the Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter against the Refurio Bobcats, you win that $90 gas card from Rattlers at 4th and Fannin, 4th and Travis in Cameron. So that's a worthy gas card there.
Yes, sir.
Fill up just about anything.
I would love to give it away.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to give that away in the third quarter. Yeoman will be getting the ball first. They won the toss, elected to defer, and you know, you always feel good about that going into the third quarter when you get the ball first.
Absolutely.
How many times, and Coach, you may or may not believe this, I don't really have a yay or nay about it, but you hear people say that the early part of the third quarter sets the entire tone of the second half for the Yeoman, team.
It usually does. Now, there are exceptions to that rule, but if you were to take a percentage of all the games that are played, and you could do that on your TV or anything else, watching college or pros, you watch, and the team that comes out with the most intensity and doing what they need to be doing in the third quarter are going to carry that over into the fourth quarter, because there's no halftime for anybody to make an adjustment.
Well, we are minutes away from the second half kickoff. This has been tabbed one of the biggest games in South Texas and one of the biggest games in years for Refurio. And keep in mind, they've been to the state championship a couple of times. And they're calling this one of their biggest games. They're treating it as if it was literally a Super Bowl.
They act like it's Super Bowl of South Texas.
Yeah.
I mean,
there were people lined up at the gate at 5:30, probably 40, 50 yards of people lined up waiting to get in to get a seat. We stopped at Dairy Queen for our pregame meal, and then folks in there talking about having to get over to the stadium quick and get a seat.
And that was 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And they parachute 4 parachuters in that literally – float around above us and land, you know, near midfield and you know, dazzle the crowd here, and both, you know, everybody kind of enjoyed that. But it's just it's amazing.
It is.
The stands, the hometown stands, are into this game. They are packed, jam-packed. There's people standing around the fences in the end zone. It's just a capacity crowd for the Bobcat fans. And, boy, the Yeoman fans just came in numbers. The stands kept getting fuller and fuller across the way, and I would venture to say 600-700 fans came over here.
Easy.
And
you're right across the street from us.
The tailgating, yeah.
The tailgating in other people's yards. I mean, those cars are all in their yards.
So it is really a big shindig here in Refurio tonight as the Cameron Yeoman
come to town. It's kind of a compliment, Coach, to the Yeoman.
It is. And right this minute in the first half, Refurio was playing with that kind of intensity, and the Cameron Yeoman weren't. But if they're going to stay in this game and make a game of it, they're going to have to increase their intensity in the second half.
Well, the Bobcats are known, Coach, and I don't think that's going to happen here, but they are known for not letting up when maybe most folks say they should let up. Obviously, that's not going to happen here tonight.
Oh, no.
We know how the Yeoman play in the second half, but you can be guaranteed that these Bobcats are not going to start relaxing.
No, well, if you look at some of their games, they have, you know, at the half, they were playing San Diego, and the score was 6-0 at the half.
Exactly.
And they beat them 40-0. They beat Mathis bad. And the second half, they put a lot of points on the board. And we've heard their coach be interviewed, and he says, hey, we got to put points on the board. That's what this game's all about, and we're going to put them on there. It don't make a difference what the score is. And we've heard from the TV that several of his opponents in the district don't really appreciate all that.
Yeah.
But the Cameron Yeoman had better come out with some intensity, or they're getting ready to see some of it.
Well, the Yeoman are back on the field waiting the Bobcats' arrival as we are, according to the scoreboard, about 2 minutes and 40 seconds away from the second-half kick. Again, the Yeoman will receive the second-half kickoff, so the offense will be on the field first. And as we mentioned, you know, it's not a do-or-die situation for the Yeoman to do something with this opening drive, but it sure would help set the tone for the second half if the Yeoman come out and buzz down the field.
Well, and it would set the tone for the rest of the game if they came out and played with the intensity that they're noted for and made a heck of a ball game out of this after being down by 12 to this state-ranked team. But, you know, we didn't have much intensity there in the first half, and, of course, our offense couldn't have it. They were on the sideline.
Well, the drizzle is falling pretty heavy at the moment. Our umbrellas are up, not because we're afraid of getting wet, but we don't want our equipment to.
No, not that computer.
Well, actually, I got things that are more valuable than that computer that don't need to get wet, too. But
to you, yes. But to Chandler and I, this is very important.
Yeah. Well, y'all take care of that.
Okay.
Let's see. We are going to take a final. We're going to wrap it up here in our Germania halftime report. We'll be back with the second half kickoff in a moment. Our halftime score, 19-7 Bobcats. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas. A friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Some common sense financial tips from Main Street. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Build your credit. Use it wisely. Become very good at what you do. Do it a lot. These are the common sense financial basics. These apply to the individual, family, business, city, state, and nation alike. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
All right, I'm on. All right, we just missed the kickoff. Some technical problems here, but we are back as the...
Well, Joe, they tried a short kick over on the left side, but it went straight out of bounds, giving the Cameron Yeoman great offensive field position.
All right, so the Yeoman will have it first and 10. Let's see where they're going to spot the ball, at the 39-yard line or the 44-yard line is where the Yeoman will have it first and 10. As we get underway here in our third quarter tonight, Smitherman will send trips wide to the left side. The Yeoman are moving right to left here in our third quarter. Our third quarter tonight brought to you by 10-4 Logistics of Cameron. Smitherman will take the snap. He's going to throw. Quick pass left side. He's got Sims. Sims across the 45. He is buried at the 49-yard line. That's a gain of, they're going to mark him at the 48, a gain of 4 yards.
Well, Aaron's going to have to turn his jets on when he gets that football, because their pursuit is coming towards him in a hurry.
Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron proud to support the Cameron Yeoman football program. Twins go to both sides, second down and 6 for the Yeoman. Opening drive of this third quarter, Yeoman trailing 19-7. Draw play to Smith, and Trayon cannot find any open daylight, and he is driven back. They're going to give his forward progress, actually, for a 2-yard loss.
It was almost as though the offensive line didn't know what play we were running, because there were 6 black jerseys all over Trayon before he could even get going.
Third down and 7 now for the Yeoman. They need to get to about the 46-yard line of the Bobcats. Smitherman changing the call after getting the signal from the sideline. Trips line up wide to the right. It's Sakori Smith wide to the left, and dropping back, he's looking for Smith. He's got Smith caught. Smith is inside the 40 and driven out of bounds, right at the 40, actually. That's going to be a pickup of about 13 yards and a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
For some reason tonight, our receivers are catching the football and dancing around, and the coaches up here on the top are saying, run with it, get up the field. They can get about 10 yards, but they're dancing around like they're trying to get 6 points, and they're not getting very far.
First and 10 from the Bobcat 40-yard line for the Yeoman. Twins go to both sides. Smitherman will hand off to Trayon Smith, who is hit at the line of scrimmage.
No.
He will get a yard, but that's it.
I'm sorry, but there's just – when you look out there and all your offensive linemen are standing and watching your ball carrier be tackled, something's wrong.
So the Yeoman will pick up a yard, and we have a player down.
That's Trayon.
Trayon Smith, who is brought down after a yard gain. Now, keep in mind, Trayon's backup is Tyreek Johnson, who is not suited up tonight. So that will bring in C.J. Kennedy as the running back for the Yeoman when we come back.
And why is it his backup is not suited up?
He hurt his knee in the Whitney game.
Oh, I remember him, but I didn't know he was out for the ball game.
Yeah, he didn't practice this week. Trayon is slow to get up. And it doesn't look like Trayon is in a lot of pain. Maybe he just kind of got knocked down hard, but he is up, and we expect him to be back in this ball game momentarily. In the meantime, C.J. Kennedy is the running back, replacing Trayon Smith. It is second down and 9 from the 39-yard line for the Yeoman. They are in the opening drive of this third quarter that started back at their own 44-yard line.
And they need to go put points on the board.
Trips wide to the left. Sakori Smith wide to the right to the left. There's a quick pass that is caught by Jordan Wells, and he is in traffic and dropped down at the 37-yard line. That's a short gain of about 2.
We're facing a lot of third down and long yardage.
Yes, we are. Corey Smith, who converted the last third and long, is alone wide to the near side. No, he's got Jordan Wells in the slot position. Twins go wide right as well. Third down and 7 for the Yeoman. Smitherman, low snap, picks it up, rolls to his left, throws on the run. He's got Smith. Smith is tackled immediately down at the 32-yard line, 34-yard line. But a low snap picked up by Smitherman. He races to his left and throws against the grain to Corey Smith.
But once again, the coaches up here are saying, run with the ball when you catch it. We're dancing a little bit instead of, like we're trying to get a touchdown instead of trying to go get that first down.
We'll call it fourth down and a short five for the Yeoman from just inside the Bobcat 35-yard line. Trips to the right, one man to the left. Smitherman takes the snap. Quick pass out to the right side to Sims. Sims trying to turn. He makes the corner. Inside the 25, cuts inside of the 20. He could score.
He's gone.
He's in the 10, the 5, touchdown, Aaron Sims.
You check that one out to Aaron Sims because he was trapped on the sideline, did a couple of juke moves, and went broke down the sideline and back across the field. That was an excellent run.
34-yard catch and dazzling run by Aaron Sims for the touchdown to close the gap. The Yeoman did what they needed to do, and that's score in this opening drive of the third quarter. Jaleel Pope will try to make it a 19-14 game, and he does. The extra point is good, and the Yeoman have closed the gap. 19-14 is our new score. Bobcats still lead it, but the Yeoman are closing in. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The budget host in at Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn and Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn and Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host Cameron.com.
And welcome back to Bobcat Stadium, where the Cameron Yeoman put together a 7-play, 56-yard drive, the opening drive of the third quarter. The big kicker was the 34-yard catch and dazzling run by Aaron Sims, his second touchdown catch of the night, and the Yeoman have closed the gap. The extra point was good. 7 plays, 56 yards. And it's 19-14. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. And the Yo defense, Coach, that's the big issue coming into this second half. What are the Yo defense, what are they going to be able to do?
Exactly right, because they were almost non-existent in the first half. There was no intensity and no tackling.
All right, here we go as the Yeoman will tee it up. Jaleel Pope will boot it away. It's high and deep. It's going to be fielded at the 18-yard line. Coming up the Yo sidelines to the 35 and out of bounds at about the 37-yard line.
And there was a block below the waist over there, and we have a guy getting up very slowly off the field, and there's no flag. I mean, that was as obvious as it could be right in front of three officials, blocked him below the waist, and not a flag flew.
First and 10 for the Bobcats now. They'll send trips to the near side as Mascoro will take the snap. He'll hand off coming to the near side and turning the corner, missing a tackle, and finally wrestled down by Alex Ibarra. Flag is down at the 45 as the running back gets across midfield to the Yo 49-yard line. That's about a 14-yard run. We'll see what the flag is.
Now, Joe, I'm going to tell you something. They have got a lot of talent on this Bobcat football team. There's no doubt about it. But I'm going to tell you what, we're not tackling anybody. And we're making them look very, very good.
Isaiah Perez with that great run, but it's going to be negated because of the penalty. As apparently that was a spot penalty, a holding penalty from the spot, which will back them up to the 34-yard line. And it's going to be first down and 13 after the holding penalty. Isaiah Perez is the pistol back in this formation. As Mascora will send a man in motion, and he'll hand off to Perez again. Perez has running room. Breaks a tackle. There's some cavalry there at the 40. That's a gain of 6 yards, and it's going to set up a second down and 7.
Well, they're just gashing us right up the middle. There's no linebackers. There's no linemen. He's just running straight up the field.
Second down and 7 from the 40. They need the 47 as the Yeomen have closed the gap early in this third quarter with a 56-yard touchdown drive. And it's 19-14. Trips to the near side. Mascora will send a man in motion, and he'll get it around the right side. He avoids a man in the backfield, avoids one at the line of scrimmage, and he's finally wrestled out of bounds up around the first down marker.
Missed two tackles around the 40-yard line, and he is finally brought down at the, 47?
And that's going to be a first down.
Another 7 yards after two Cameron Yeoman had a shot at him.
Well, they haven't moved the chains yet. But where they have it spotted, it might not be quite a first down.
Well, which official is it that doesn't understand that? They're all looking at each other. Now they're coming to the ball, and they're looking to the sideline.
And look, now they're going to move the ball forward. Watch this. They're going to move the ball forward. No, they're going to take the ball back to the sidelines where the official has his foot on the 37-yard line.
You don't do that.
And now they're going to measure about 2 feet out. They're going.
You do not move the football from where it is on the field. You bring the chain to the football.
Yeah. But they move the football to the chain, and it's a first down.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. We don't usually comment on this, but this is getting really ridiculous.
First and 10 for the Bobcats from their own 47-yard line. And, of course, the Yeoman had plenty of chances back there to make it not close.
Oh, me.
But it's a first and 10 for the Bobcats from the 47. Mascaro is alone in the backfield. He'll send a man in motion and roll to his right. Alex Ibarra being held, no flag, and now run down and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. That's going to be a loss of about 2 yards. Well, actually, they're going to mark him at the 46, a loss of a yard.
The left guard got into his blocking position about 2 seconds before the ball was snapped. There's no yellow flag.
Second down and 11 now for the Bobcats. As Mascaro has yet to go deep here in this drive, but we know he's very capable. He's got a wind at his back. A man goes in motion. He's going to keep it and run around the right side, and he's got blockers across the 45. A great open field tackle by Johnny Alexander at the 45-yard line of the Yeoman. They're going to give him the 44-yard line, and it's going to set up a third down and 2.
Well, somehow they're pulling 2 offensive linemen to get out in front of him, and if that's happening, somebody needs to be getting out here with them.
Yeah, getting that hip pocket. Huh?
That's right.
Third down, and, well, we'll just call it a yard. They get another favorable spot to the 44. And it's third down and a yard. Pistol formation and a man in motion. And Mascaro will hand off to the pistol back right up the gut. Dashing
to
the defense. And finally brought down by John Washington inside the 30 at the 28-yard line.
Ran through 2 more tackles that he should have been brought down about 10 yards back. And, I'm sure Coach Rhodes and none of them understand why we can't tackle tonight.
16 yards on that carry by Perez, and it's a first and 10 inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. Mascaro will hand off around the near side. Plenty of room inside the 20. Spins at the 15. Inside the 10. Fumbles the ball, and the Yeoman have recovered at the 10-yard line.
The Cameron Yeoman needed a turnover, and they got one at the 10-yard line. I'm so glad because he just ran through us. Man.
We're still going to have to come up with some formula to stop the Bobcats.
That's right.
But right now the best formula is have the offense on the field. As the Yeoman are 90 yards away, but they do have the ball. And they have a possession chance here to take the lead. The Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage. They will send Vincent Vargas wide to the right. It is Sakori Smith and Jordan Wells to the left. Aaron Sims slot right as well.
A lot of green grass.
Oh, by the way, we did give away that gas card.
Yay.
Yeah, how about that in our previous drive? Smitherman takes the snap. He's got a handoff. No, a fake handoff. He's got time now flushed out of the pocket. He'll dump it to Trayon Smith. He's at the 15, up to the 20, the 25, the 30, and out down at the 31-yard line goes Trayon Smith. That's a gain of about 21 yards on the catch and run by Trayon.
Another tough run by Trayon Smith. You've got to make him go sideways. If he starts up the field, he's hard to stop.
I don't think that was Jacob's primary receiver.
No.
But he dumped it off to Trayon, and Trayon did the rest. First and 10 from the 31-yard line. Smitherman will hand off to Trayon again.
No.
Trayon is dancing at the line, almost breaks through a bunch of traffic. He dives for about 2 yards.
We're just not getting any blocking.
Not between the tackles.
No, we're not getting any blocking between the tackles on our runs.
There's nothing. There's just been nothing there. The Bobcats have a man down, and we've got an injury timeout. After a 2-yard run by Trayon Smith, we'll take a timeout here with 5:56 left in the third quarter. 19-14 as our score, and the Yeomen have the ball. Well, we'll keep it right here as the Bobcat, injured Bobcat, is making his way off the field, and we are just about to get back underway. By the way, I'm getting a new iPhone, but if you're trying to text me updates and things, I can't even open my phone. Because my keypad's not working. Twins to both sides. It is second down and 8 for the Yeomen from the 33-yard line. Smitherman takes the snap, looking right, and he overthrows Jordan Wells.
Well, on purpose.
And, yeah, that was an intentional overthrow.
Oh, yeah. That outside linebacker was all over him.
He was not open.
But I'm going to tell you, if the outside receiver had come back in and curled inside where he left from, there's a lot of green grass there.
So a third down and 8 for the Yeomen here. They need to pick up this big third down as Smitherman drops straight back, looking left, and he's going to go to Corey Smith again. He's got it. Corey can't shake loose the defenders, though, up around the 38-yard line. He's not going to have enough for the first down.
Nope.
He ran a little curl pattern out here on the near side, and by the time the ball got to him, the defenders got to him as well, and it's fourth down and 3 for the Yeomen.
I think we're going to line up like we're going for it, and we're going to punt. No, we're just going to go ahead and punt it. Well, Coach, I hope the defense has gotten better because we're getting ready to give them the football again.
Yeah, and punting into this win, they don't have anybody back to receive the punt.
They don't believe it.
They don't believe we're going to punt it here. They think, apparently, we're going to fake punt it.
Well, the way our defense is playing so far, they don't.
Jacob was trying to get the snap before the play clock, and he just couldn't get it. It's a delay of game.
Hold on a minute.
Couldn't get the center to make the snap. About a half a second too late. And it's fourth down and 8 now from the 32-yard line. And, again, nobody back deep to receive the punt.
Well,
here's the snap, and no rush whatsoever. Smitherman gets the punt off. High knuckler. It's going to hit at the – oh, it's going to hit at the 38 and take a Bobcat bounce to the 40.
Well, that was a knuckleball that was going down there. Sometimes a knuckleball will go one way or the other, and it didn't go our way that time.
4:31 left in the third, and the Bobcats are only 60 yards. This is one of their most favorable field positions to start a drive tonight.
Well, I'm just waiting for the defense to come play.
Well, maybe this will be it. Trips to the right, one man to the left. Mascaro will toss it, and it's going to be broken up in the backfield for a loss. Who's back there? Jesse Valdez was
78. Yeah,
creating havoc in the backfield. Valdez was, and it's a loss of 3 yards. Not a lot of negative plays for the Bobcats here in this game, but that was one.
That's where they turn and pitch to the guy coming in motion, and instead of going wide, he turns up inside. But that time our end was there.
Second down and 13, a man in motion, and Mascaro is going to keep it around the right side.
And he is going to be hit and dropped at the 41-yard line. Boy, they're giving him very favorable spots. Didn't look like he even made it past the 40, but he gets all the way to the 41-yard line. It's going to set up third down and 9 now for the Bobcats. Again, congratulations to our gas card winner, Cheryl Bryant. She wins a $90 gas card with that opening drive touchdown here in the third quarter for the Yeoman. Big third down here for the Yeo defense, actually, as they are trying to possibly force the first punt for the Bobcats since the first quarter. Mascaro pumps once, sets up the screen play. There's a block picked up, another block at the 50, and hit and dropped at the 46-yard line, but it's enough for the first down. The Bobcats are picking up valuable blocks downfield. And the backs are keying off of them, and it's just playing havoc for the Yeo defense tonight.
Yep, they're picking us apart.
First and 10 for the Bobcats from the Yeo 46-yard line. 19-14, the Bobcats lead it. As this is a handoff around the left side to Perez. Perez cuts up field. He's inside the 45 and hit hard and dropped at the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 4.
I'm not sure that I understand what we're – I think I know what we're trying to do, but we're not doing it. We have no defensive ends that are keeping the ball from bouncing to the outside.
We've got twins to the near side, twins to both sides, a man in the backfield with Mascaro now. We're down to 2:25 left in the third quarter. Here's the snap. Mascaro wants a pass out of the almost intercepted. That was Darryl Flores, who had a bead on it but couldn't haul it in. That was a pick six for Darryl Flores. And it's going to be third down and 6 now for the Bobcats. Well, again, we haven't seen the long toss by Mascaro in quite a while. You kind of feel that coming, don't you?
I do.
Third down and 6 from the Yeo 42-yard line. Well, the Bobcats probably, the way they go for it, they went for it on fourth down and inside their own red zone. Here's a handoff around the right side to Perez. Perez cuts upfield, and he is cut by Lance Green at the 39-yard line, and it's going to set up a fourth down and a long 3.
But we had a shot at him about 4 yards back and didn't convert.
Fourth down, and it's there's no doubt they're going to go for it here. Yeo defense can make a statement right here as the Bobcats will come to the line of scrimmage. And Yeo defense, here's the handoff around the right side, and first down to the 35-yard line. There's a fumble and picked up by the Bobcats, but they're going to rule him down at the 35. He needed 4, he got 5, and it'll move the chains on another fourth down conversion by Refurio. Well, had the Yeoman, I think the Yeoman almost had possession of that fumble, but it was ruled down. And then actually wound up in the Bobcats' hands back at the 40. But
well, if they don't turn it over, we're not going to stop them. That's been the tone here so far tonight.
A minute 30 remaining in this third quarter. 19-14 is our score. Mascaro will send trips wide to the near side of the field, and he will hand off to the near side. He's got those blockers out here inside the 30. Down to the 25 and the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 11 and another first down.
I do not understand how they can pull the guard and the tackle both and get out in front of him, and then there's a gigantic hole for them to run through.
Well, they had trip receivers out here blocking as well, so it's kind of like student body right. And the Yeo defense just outmanned. Drive continues for the Bobcats. First and 10 from the Yeo 23-yard line. Mascaro has Perez in the backfield. And he will toss it on that inside toss. It's already scored once inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. That's a gain of 10 yards on that run by Tyler Castellano. I'll call it 9 yards. It's second and a yard. And we are almost into the fourth quarter with 25 seconds remaining here in the third. And they're bringing their short yardage folks in, it looks like.
Yeah.
You might say, as Mascaro, the quarterback, the typical quarterback, is out. Now they'll go with three backs in front of the quarterback. That is Perez. He'll take it around the right side, and he will go in untouched.
I mean untouched. You look out there, and you see five or six white jerseys standing up when he's going into the end zone, and you wonder, what in the world are we doing?
I think that was Perez who was taking the quarterback snap then, and he goes in untouched from, I think that was, what, 15 yards out? And the extra point coming up, and the Bobcats have extended their lead back to two possessions. And again, that same formation going for two. And this time, Perez will keep it, and he just bangs his way right up the middle of the O defense for the two-point conversion. And our new score, the Bobcats, 27, and the Yeoman, 14.
Joe, that was just their offensive line whipping our defensive line. That's all there was to that. They just shoved us right back into the end zone.
A 10-play, 60-yard drive by the Bobcats that used up 4.5 minutes of the third quarter, and it was capped off by that Perez 15-yard TD run. He also converted the two-point conversion and put the Bobcats up by two touchdowns, 27-14. So each team with a touchdown in the third quarter. We go to the fourth quarter with just 7 seconds left here in the third. Our third quarter tonight has been brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the folks at 10-4 Logistics of Cameron. Proud to support Yeoman football, supporting Milam County in academics and athletics. The kickoff will be with the wind for the Bobcats, and then the Yeoman will have the wind here in the fourth quarter.
And it's picked up.
It has picked up a bit. And again, it's not directly blowing with the field, but more or less catty-cornered across the field. And folks that are teams that are moving from our left to right or from east to west have that advantage more or less at their back. Awaiting the whistles. There they are. And the teams will break out to their kickoff and kickoff receiving formations. Back to receive the kickoff is Sakori Smith and Aaron Sims. They stand at about the 15-yard line. Here's the kickoff by Ramirez. High and deep. Way, way deep. Drives Corey Smith all the way back in and out of the end zone.
Stay there.
And he will take a knee there, and this will come out to the 25-yard line. Well, Coach, I guess as soon as it hit Corey's hands, they start the clock.
That's correct.
I thought he had to come out of the end zone before they start the clock.
No, as soon as he touches it.
So there's one tick left on the third quarter clock, so the Yeoman will have to run a play here in the third quarter against the wind, and then they'll have the wind at their backs in the fourth quarter. The Yeoman are down two scores. It's 27-14 as the defense still has not found the right dial-up to stop this Bobcat offense. Smitherman from the gun. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off to Corey Smith up the middle. Corey has one man to break away from, and he couldn't right up the middle. It's a gain of about 3 yards on the final play of the third quarter. Our score after three, the Bobcats lead the Yeoman 27-14. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at SiouxPTractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back to Bobcat Stadium as we go to the fourth. The Yeoman trail by 13. It is 27-14. Our score, our fourth quarter tonight, is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member of the Yo Booster Club. Join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 o'clock at the Yo-Hi Field House.
Am I in your way?
Here we go.
Am I in your way?
Hello.
Oh, well, I know.
Here we go. The Yeoman are back to the line of scrimmage. Trying to. There we go. Smitherman will take the snap, and he will hand off on the, no, it's a fake reverse, and deep downfield is Corey Smith, and Smitherman is in a run for his life. He has to dump it out of bounds. Oh, Corey was wide open downfield, but
the pressure got to him.
Jacob just didn't have the time to set up and make the throw. That's a play that's been set up all night.
Oh, yes.
You just got to have the protection because that takes a while to develop in the backfield. Second down and rather third down and seven now for the Yeoman. Twins go to both sides. And Smitherman on a draw play to Trayon. Trayon is up across the 35 to the 37, but now the Yeoman are facing fourth down and three.
As soon as they know he's not going to throw the football, they come flying towards Trayon Smith, and he doesn't have a prayer on that play. If we don't throw the ball a little bit, fake to him and throw the ball a little bit, we're going to have a problem because they are flying to Trayon Smith as soon as they see Jacob is not going to throw the ball.
There we go. Fourth down and three for the Yeoman. It looks like they may go for it here. I don't know. Smitherman is in his regular position. He will take the snap, quick pass right there. It's caught by Sims for a first down up at the 38-yard line.
That was a fine catch. Pass was a little high, but he went up and got it.
Aaron Sims has plenty of spring in his step, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
We've seen him go up and make those snags for 3 years now.
I like to watch him spring down the field.
Yeah. Trips wide to the right, one man to the left, first and 10 for the Yeoman up at the 38-yard line. Jacob takes the snap. He'll hand off to Trayon right up the middle, and again,
there's nothing there. There is nothing but the rear ends of the Cameron Yeoman offense there in front of him when he takes that handoff. We're not moving anybody.
Too much beef up front for those Bobcats. A gain of a yard, second down and nine for the Yeoman. It is Sims, Wells, and Vargas wide to the right, and Sikori Smith wide to the left. Smitherman dropping back, looking for Sikori. Deep downfield. Corey's got his man. He's got it. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare do that.
Corey celebrated before he got to the end zone, and a flag has been thrown.
I'm telling you what. You're not thinking about your team when you do something that dumb right there. You are not thinking about your team. You're thinking about you, and it just cost them.
That was a 61-yard connection from Smitherman to Corey Smith, but he celebrated too early, and from where he celebrated, they're going to mark 15 yards off, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Sportsmanlike conduct.
They'll mark it off from where he started celebrating, which was the 10-yard line, and they'll mark it back to the 25-yard line. And that is a valuable lesson that Corey Smith better have learned.
Ball mark at the 25-yard line.
So the ball is at the 25, first and 10 for the Yeoman. As Trips come to the right side, one man to the left, and Smitherman will quick pass. No, he wasn't there, and Smitherman's rolling out to his right now. Picks up a block, and now he's just going to throw it, but Aaron Sims was out of bounds when he caught it down at the 20. Smart decision not to throw it the first time, and then he throws it out of bounds, and it's second and 10. Well, they had that one snuffed out then, Coach. They were expecting that pass all the way.
They were.
Second and 10 from the 25 on what should have already been 6 points on the board for the Yeoman.
This coaching staff from Refurio has done their homework, too.
Yes, they have. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. And a flag, and what's that for?
It's going to be illegal procedure of some kind.
It's going to go against
them.
The Bobcats. for something.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Okay, well, that's going to move the ball half the distance of the goal down to the 12-and-a-half-yard line. And it'll set up a first and 10 for the Yeoman inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone. Ball is spotted just outside the 12-yard line. Not sure. It must have been a verbal, something verbally said by the Bobcats.
Talking, probably taunting with their voice towards the offense.
And that came from the back judge in the secondary. First and 10 for the Yeoman from the 12. And Smitherman will take the snap. No flags, but it looked like movement. He's going to roll to his left. Oh, he slips down on the turf at the 18-yard line.
What do you mean there's no flag?
Was there a flag?
No.
Yeah, it looked like the Bobcats had jumped off sides, but there was no flag. Now that's a loss of 5 yards when Jacobs slipped on a cut, and it's second down and 15 from the 18-yard line. Twins to both sides. Smitherman will take this snap. And it's a draw play to Smith, and he's got some room up the middle. But it closes. Boy, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, and he is down inside the 3 to the 2-yard line. It is first and goal, Yeoman.
What a run by Trayon Smith. He would not go down, Joe. Would not go down.
I'll tell you what, Sha'Cory Smith ought to go hug his neck, especially if the Yeoman score here. First and goal for the Yeoman from the 2-yard line. Here we go. Vincent Vargas wide to the right along with Aaron Sims. Twins go wide to the left. I think Smith lost his shoe in that run, but he's got it back on. Smithman takes the snap. He's going to run it, and he dives to the 1-yard line, maybe 1.5. No gain there probably.
No, your offensive line has got to move somebody, and there was absolutely no movement at all.
Now, no gain on the carry by Smitherman, and it's second and goal.
Well, Trayon Smith was the blocking back trying to lead through, and he had no place to go.
Second and goal from the 2 for the Yeoman. And the handoff is to Smith. And he is hit, and he's driven back after, and again, it looks like he's down to about the 1-yard line.
But nobody blocked the defensive end and the outside linebacker. They were standing there waiting for Trayon. He made that all on his own.
They gave him just inside the 2-yard line, so it's third and goal from the 2.
I tell you what, hitting number 14 in the flat will do it.
Our number one out here, Jordan Wells, has a pretty good cushion, and it's a direct snap to Trayon. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Oh, I tell you what, he knocked his offensive lineman forward. He was running so hard.
11-play, 75-yard drive by the Yeoman that closed the gap, 27-20. Here comes the all-important extra point. 7:47 left in the game, and the Yeoman are within striking distance once again. John Washington will hold for Jaleel Pope, who is 3 for 3, and this one is no good. He just flat missed it, I think.
He almost ruined our center with that kick. That's how high it got.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Our score with 7:47 left in the game, 27-20. The Bobcats still lead it. The Yo defense is going to have to dial up some magic. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hey there. It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton with you again.
And we here at Mallaire's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Mallaire's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
And welcome back as the Yeoman will kick it away to the Bobcats with 7:47 left in the game. The Yeo defense is going to have to dial up a stop here of some kind and give the Yeo offense a chance to tie this game up.
Well, as I mentioned while we were off the air, from all indications, it will take a turnover by the Bobcats for us to stop them.
Well, that was, again, an 11-play, 75-yard drive that could have been a whole lot less expensive for the Yeomen, but a celebration on the way to the end zone brought a 61-yard touchdown pass back to the 25-yard line, and then it took the Yeomen several plays to get in from there, but they did cash in. And here's the kickoff by Jaleel Pope. It's a knuckler fielded at the 17-yard line up to the 20, coming to the outside, and at the 21 and back to the 18-yard line. His forward progress will get him about the 22-yard line. The Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, again, 11 plays, 75 yards, and direct snap to Trayon Smith for the 2-yard touchdown run. We capped that 11-play drive, and the Yeoman extra point failed, 27-20. The Yeoman still trail the Bobcats. Bobcats with the ball from their own 22-yard line. 7:37 remaining here in the ball game. As the Bobcats will send trips wide to the right, one man wide to the rather to the left, and the handoff is to Perez around the left side. And Perez is down the sidelines. He fumbles the ball, but it's going to go out of bounds.
I'm telling you, we are struggling to find a defensive end on either side, but that time we had substituted someone in to play this end, and it made no difference.
Well, he fumbled the ball. It rolled about 7 yards before it ran out of bounds. Had it stayed in bounds, the Yeoman would have clearly recovered it. But he fumbled it forward from the 43, so that's where it goes back to, where it's first and 10 for the Bobcats.
They need to do that again and us get on it because we're not stopping them.
Trips go wide to the right. One of those is Perez in the slot receiving position. One man comes in motion to the near side, and Mascaro will keep it around the right side. He is hit at the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 6 yards, and it will be second down and 4 now for the Bobcats. Mascaro keeping it around the right side for 6 yards. 27-20, the Bobcats lead the Yeoman. They have the ball, 7 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Ball is at their own 49-yard line. They'll send trip receivers wide to the left side as Mascaro will hand off to Perez. Bounces in the backfield and then is hit and dropped by John Washington at the line of scrimmage. They'll give him the 50-yard line, no, about the 49-and-a-half.
Well, see, we had penetration that time to make him bounce to come to, you know, to go back, and there was nobody there to clean up.
So it's going to be third down and a long, well, we'll call it third and 4. Coming to the line of scrimmage now, the Bobcats will send trip receivers to the right, one man to the left, and Mascaro will hand off on that inside toss again inside the 50 down to the 46-yard line, and that's enough for a first down. That's a gain of 5 yards. He only needed 4.
Well, there, I'm just not going to say it again because it's getting so monotonous, but we just have no defensive end play tonight.
Tyler Castellano was inside toss receiver. He just cuts inside of Mascaro and takes the forward toss. I guess that would be considered a forward pass. And it goes for 5 yards. And now Mascaro is going to keep it around the right side. He does a dazzle juke. He is run down from behind by Johnny Alexander and will be tripped up for a loss of a couple.
If you're going to get to the Cameron Yeoman, you've got to turn it up the field. They've been doing that most of the night.
Second down and 12 now for the Bobcats from the Yo 48-yard line.
But
churning
no
up
clock.
Time on the clock and with a 7-point lead. Mascaro will send trips wide to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. One man wide to the right. He'll take the snap, and he will hand off around the right side to Perez. Perez cuts up field. Good, tough run. As he drags a Yeoman who did wrap him up this time. That was Ryan Cullen who wrapped him up and then took a ride for about 3 yards down to the 42-yard line. And it's third down and 6 now for the Bobcats.
Well, they're pulling two offensive linemen every time to get out in front of the ball carrier. I don't care if it's a quarterback or if it's the wingback carrying the ball. There are two linemen out in front.
Here we go. Third down and six now for the Bobcats from the 42-yard line. They need to hold them two downs here and get the ball back into the hands of the Yeoman. A man comes in motion to the near side as Mascaro will keep it this time. Follows a blocker inside the 35, down to the 34. That's a gain of 8 yards and another first down for the Bobcats. Just the Yeoman just have no answer.
Not well. We have two positions that are not, we don't, I'm not going to say it anymore.
And Johnny Alexander a bit shaken up, and he will be stepping out of the lineup. Alex Ibarra coming back in defensively for the Yeoman on a first and 10 now from the Yeo 35-yard line. Pistol formation, a man in motion. And a low snap, and Mascaro will keep it. He stiff arms. He's in trouble behind the line. He'll be dropped for a 5-yard loss back at the 41. That's a 6-yard loss.
You saw who made the tackle? Trayon Smith.
It is second down and 16 now for the Bobcats. They have had no problem, though, with explosive plays. And when I say explosive, I mean 20 yards plus.
Oh, yeah.
And so... They're not intimidated at all by second and long.
And what they're doing is you look at that clock and they're milk running that sucker down.
Down to 3.5 minutes left in the game. Three backs and Mascaro's going to run it. No, that's Perez who is running for his life, and he is finally driven back after he reaches the original line of scrimmage down at the 35, and it sets up a third down and 10 now for the Bobcats.
Somebody, we need to start trying to strip that football. I mean, once we get them tackled, we need to start trying to strip that football. We've got to have it back.
Yeoman use a timeout here with 3:14 left in the game. It is third down and 10 for the Bobcats. Coach, they're definitely in four-down territory here.
Oh, yeah.
And if the Yeoman ever make a stop, it's time to make a stop.
Yes, sir. We're going to have to use up all of our timeouts just trying to stop them.
3:14 left in the ball game. 27-20 is our score. Yo offense have found some success here in the second half, but the Yo defense still haven't found a
way to stop them.
Haven't found that that defensive surge that we've been looking for. Maybe it'll happen right here. It is third down and 10 from the Yo 35. They used their first of three timeouts here in the second half to stop the clock as the Bobcats literally, Coach, are keeping it on the ground and churning up the clock.
Well, they've kept our offense on the sideline just like wing T teams try to do, but they've done it with the spread formation.
Here we go. We've got our speed in the backfield, though. Aaron Sims, Trayon Smith also in the backfield. Corey Smith coming out to the near side to guard a wide receiver as they send wideouts to each sideline. And then there's three backs in front of Perez, who is the quarterback, who will hand off around the right side, right up the middle. He is hit, but he will pick up. There's a flag in the backfield as he is brought down at the 27-yard line, about 3 yards shy of the first down. But there is a flag for holding, and that will back him up 10 yards. So instead of third and 10, or basically fourth and three, it's going to be third and 20.
Holding against the Bobcat.
And Sakori Smith's helmet came off in that contact, so he's going to have to leave the field for a play. And Trey Lewis checks in. Now, the Yeoman need their speed here because it's third down and 20, and we haven't seen the long bomb by Mascaro, but well, it may be coming here. Clock rolling with under three minutes to play now. Third down and 20 from the Yo 45. Mascaro will be alone in the backfield. He's probably going to air it out, dropping straight back. Pumps once, looking long, flushed out of the pocket, and now he's going to lob one over. It's incomplete. He throws it behind the intended receiver, and it's incomplete. It's fourth down and 20. 2:42 left in the ball game. It's fourth down and 20 from the Yo 45-yard line.
clock has stopped with 2:42.
With that incomplete pass, it stops the clock. It looks like they're probably going to go for it here on 4th and 20. I mean, you got to get 20 yards or it's turned over on downs, and otherwise they could probably pin the Yeoman deep. I'm thinking a punt is in.
Well, they're just taking the time out to talk about it.
I'm thinking a punt would be in store here to pin the Yeoman deep, but, you know.
Well, they don't want to give it to the Yeoman with this kind of field position. I know that.
That's for sure. We've got a timeout on the field. We'll take a break with them, and it's a could be a photo finish here tonight. 27-20 our score. The Bobcats lead it. 4th and 20 for the Bobcats when we come back. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Get ready to win free gas. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch has teamed up with Rattlers Convenience Store to put free gas in your tank through their Rattlers Touchdown Quarter. Just sign up at Rattlers Convenience Store once per visit. Then listen in to win. The KMIL sports team will draw a name from the registrations at halftime. If the Cameron Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win $30 in free Rattlers fuel. If no touchdown is scored, the gas card rolls over to the following week. Enter once per visit. Must be 16 to win.
And welcome back. And again, congratulations to Cheryl Bryan, our gas card winner here, as the Bobcats will take the snap and quick punt it. And that's exactly what they do, try to pin the Yeoman deep. It's going to hit at the 12 and take a Yeoman bounce back up to the 15-yard line. And so the Yeoman are 85 yards away from possibly tying. Our coach, in this situation, they'll probably go for two. It's not a district game. You really don't want overtime.
That's right.
If they can score, probably would go for two for the win.
Well, the only thing I'm interested in right this minute is us scoring.
85 yards away as the Yeoman will take over at their own 15-yard line after a little bit of help on penalties. The O defense did get that stop. And they have 2 minutes and 31 seconds to work with here in the fourth quarter. They'll send trips to the left. One man wide to the right is Vincent Vargas. And Trayon is in at tailback for the Yeoman. Smitherman takes the snap, dropping back. He wants Vargas. Got him on a little curl pattern. And he is hit and dropped at the 21-yard line for a gain of about 6 yards.
Everybody except Aaron should have learned that when you catch the football, go straight on up the field, because they have a lot of speed in their secondary too.
The Yeoman are in the Indy offense, under 2 minutes, or right at 2 minutes to play. Second down and 4 for the Yeoman. Smitherman dropping back, sets up, looking, has time, he's going to run it. He is hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage, and it's 3rd down and 4. Here we go, 1:45 remaining, clock rolling. It is 3rd down and 4 for the Yeoman from their own 21-yard line. First order of business here is to pick up the first. Smitherman takes the snap, steps back, looking, has time. And now he's flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his right. And now he finds his man caught. That is Trayon Smith at the 30, the 35, and out of bounds up at the 37-yard line.
Did a good job of scrambling around and finding Trayon, who was still working to get open.
16 yards on the catch and run by Trayon Smith, and it moves the chains and stops the clock at the 37-yard line. 1:21 remaining.
But the clock is our enemy now.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Smitherman takes the snap. And he throws across the middle. He's got Sakori Smith. It's up in the air and incomplete. Sakori was coming streaking across. The ball got to him, but then he was hammered, and the ball went straight up in the air off of Corey's shoulder pads. He is hurt. It's an incomplete pass, and we've got an injury timeout. And again, what you don't want to happen, maybe that's a cramp. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, they're working on him. That's good news. You really don't want an injury here, especially this late in the game with an open date and district play starting. Our next broadcast will be at home. It's the Battle of the Bell. It's the opening district game. And, boy, a lot on the line there, Coach.
Absolutely. Rockdale Tigers are playing good football. They want the bell back. Oh, it'll be an intense football game.
Second down and 10 for the Yeoman from the 42-yard line. Corey Smith is up and off the field now, and here we go with our minute 14 remaining in the game. Yeoman trailing by 7. They have the ball. Second and 10 from their own 37-yard line. And the Bobcat fans are on their feet chanting defense. Here we go. Smitherman takes the snap, dropping back, pumps, and he throws down the sideline, and that is intercepted. It is picked off by none other.
He was sitting and waiting in that when he dropped right straight back and just waited for that ball to be thrown and stepped over and made the interception.
Jordan Wells was streaking down the sideline, but Mascaro, the 6'1", 210-pound quarterback for the Yeoman, who goes both ways, as Coach said, was sitting back, and he just darted right in front of Jordan Wells for an easy pick. He steps out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. A minute 5 remaining in the ball game, and the Bobcats have the ball deep in Yeo territory. Well, that's a deflate for Cameron fans and the Cameron Yeoman. We've got a timeout called by the Bobcats. We will take a timeout, too, as the Bobcats, Coach, they are notorious here for not taking
a knee.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Yeoman have 2 timeouts remaining, but I guarantee you the Bobcats are going to want to make a statement here and put one in the end zone.
Now, his coach is down there from Refurio telling him, hold the ball with both arms, because I think what they're getting ready to do is run the ball straight up the field. And the way they've been doing it, pulling those two linemen, they haven't had any problem. But he was telling them to have both hands on that ball and keep it tucked under your belly. And they're coming out in their power formation.
And they've got those 3 backs in front of Perez, who will take the snap and run it right up the middle, and he is down after about a yard. And the Yeoman will use their second timeout with 1:01 left in the ball game. We'll keep it right here. Second down and 9 for the Bobcats from the Yeo 33-yard line. The Bobcats lead the Yeoman. Well, this has been one for the fans, that's for sure.
Oh, it has. If you're from Refurio.
Mascaro has just about done it all for the Bobcats. He is he's one great athlete. He is a sophomore. I think he was a starting wide receiver for the Bobcats as a freshman last year.
Well, he's a fine athlete.
And here's a run down to the 31-yard line. They'll give him a 30 forward progress, and it's going to be third down and 6 now for the Bobcats.
You may not have noticed this, but he was not running for the sideline. He was just running to run and fall down with that football.
So the Yeoman are out of timeouts.
Yep.
With 54 seconds left. The Bobcats have third down and 6 from the Yeo 31-yard line.
It'll take a bad snap from center. I can wish. Maybe I'm planting a seed. Do you think they're listening? No.
Well, this will be a tough one for the Yeoman to drive home with, that's for sure. But, boy, this is the Bobcats have tabbed this as one of their biggest games in several years. I don't really get that, Coach, with them being in the state championship a couple of times, but I guess.
Well, they were playing the 2-time state champions of a classification just above them. They've always heard of Cameron Yeoman, and so they just made a big deal out of it.
Here we go, as it is third down and six now, and again, Perez will keep it up the middle, and he is inside the 27 to the 26-yard line, and it's fourth down and two, and the Yeoman cannot stop the clock. And there's about 7 seconds between the play clock and the game clock. Fourth down and one, a long one for the Bobcats.
We had a great football game. Show these people what kind of game you enjoyed it tonight.
There are about 7 seconds left on the game clock after the play clock ticks down, and I think the Bobcats are going to use a timeout. And they do, with 8 seconds left on the clock.
Timeout.
Well, the only chance we've got is a bad snap from center. That's it.
8 seconds left. The Bobcats use their final timeout. I we don't keep time of possession, but it has been
ridiculous.
It has been crazy in favor of the Bobcats. Fourth down and a pair, short two, but there's only eight ticks left on the clock. I think the Bobcats probably going to line up in their short yardage formation here, and Perez will probably take that direct snap.
And fall down.
And
all he has to do is take a knee.
Well, he takes a knee, and the Yeoman would have a chance to air one out.
Oh, I mean, he'll stand there and hold the ball watching the clock, and then he'll go down.
Well, I hope he doesn't do that for 8 seconds. Here we go. He's probably going to try to pick up the first down. He'll take the snap, and he'll run it, and he bounces outside, and I think he's got the first. He does, down to the 22-yard line, and 2 seconds remaining. That's going to do it. They'll let the clock tick off, and the Cameron Yeoman will fall to the Refugio Bobcats here in South Texas tonight by the score of 27-20. That is it. The final seconds have ticked off. Our final from Refugio, the Bobcats beat the Yeoman 27-20 in this first ever meeting between these two teams. And we'll look forward to their visit to Cameron next year.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we will. Great game here tonight in South Texas. We'll be back with our postgame show in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rockin' R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
These days, you can't afford to take care of contracting issues alone. You need someone who will be there to do what is best for you and your project. I'm Jason Donoff, and that's what we do at EBCO Development. Take care of you and your construction project from start to finish. For quality new construction, remodel, and roofing services, call EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. And know that we will be there for you. EBCO Development. Let's see what we can build together.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
At Standards Home Health, they believe that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals. Call the professionals at Standards Home Health to find out more about home health services. You have a choice when it comes to choosing a home health provider. Choose the provider that has raised the standards in home health care across the state of Texas. Standards Home Health and Hospice. 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer.
banking with a personal touch. That's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
In a game that lasted 2 hours and 48 minutes here in South Texas, the Refugio Bobcats had the O defense number here tonight, and they beat the Yeoman 27-20. Time of possession, total yardage, everything heavily in favor of the Bobcats. But in the end, the Yeoman had a chance. They had the ball and had a chance to go down and possibly win the game. But an INT by the two-way starter, Mascaro, ended the Yo dash for a possible victory late in this game. Our final 27-20 Bobcats. And let's take a look at some of the final stats for tonight. Mr. Chandler Barton has those.
Here are your final stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Refugio Bobcats. The Yeoman had 13 first downs, and they completed 20 out of 27 passes with two interceptions. The Yeoman passed for 246 yards and rushed for 91 yards for a total of 337 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Aaron Sims with 109 receiving yards and two touchdowns. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 90 rushing yards and one touchdown. The Yeoman had five penalties for a total of 50 yards and no fumbles. Refugio had 21 first downs, and they completed 13 out of 20 passes with no interceptions. The Bobcats passed for 219 yards and rushed for 362 yards for a total of 581 yards. The leading receiver for the Bobcats was Tyler Castellano with 149 receiving yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for the Bobcats was Isaiah Perez with 174 rushing yards and one touchdown. The Bobcats had 13 penalties for a total of 105 yards and one fumble.
There are your stats, and again, we don't keep time of possession stats, but that was heavily in favor of the Bobcats, as well as Yo defense just didn't have an answer for the athletic weapons on the Bobcat offense.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. They have an open date. They don't have a game to prepare for, but these coaches are going to get off that bus at the field house
and go to work.
And they're going to get out. They're going to go to the computers, and they're going to say, all right, let's take a look at the video, because I want to see what was going on to where they could pull two linemen and a lead with a back no matter where they were going, and still get around there. Because, well, first of all, we had no defensive end play tonight. That's all. They were trying to find somebody, but they were going around. When you bring three guys and a running back through a hole, you're having a lot of difficulty, and they're going to want to know why. Is it the personnel? Was it the effort? Or was it the scheme? Whatever. But you're right. We commented several times, especially in the first half, that, you know, this third and 15 and second and 28 is no problem to them, because they just went and got it.
Yeah. And they did. They just kind of handpicked the Yo defense to death tonight.
And then on top of that, we didn't tackle. Now, that's not good to play the number one team in the state.
You got to make those tackles.
You do.
You know, we had a missed tackling game, our first game of the season against Waco Conley. A lot of that you have to contribute to the athleticism of the running backs and receivers. I know Perez and Castellano, very good, strong running backs. Yeoman just going to have to go to work on wrapping up and keeping those tackles in check. But right here tonight, it wasn't Cameron's night, as they, you know, the long travel down here, you know, the hype that the Bobcats had made this all week long. You kind of felt a little more enthusiasm in the men in black.
Well, I think, yeah, we talked about it at the half, the intensity. Now, I'm sure that Coach had already talked about this wasn't a Super Bowl game, and that we wanted to improve and get better each ball game. But I'm not too – I bet you at the half he had a talk with them about, fellas, our intensity level is really not there, and we're getting our fannies kicked pretty good. You might want to go out there and give us a little better effort.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break here in our postgame show and be back with our highlights. We'll also have our play of the game and our MVP of the game as well when our postgame show continues in a moment. Again, our final here tonight, Refurio beats the Yeoman 27-20. Back in a moment.
It won't be long, and leaf season will be here. Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron knows you need new yard tools. And during September, while supplies last, you can get a great tool to make that job easy. It's an Ace Pauly leaf rake for just $8.99. With a 24-inch head with 26 tines, you'll cut down on rake time. Make it easy on yourself. Get your Ace Pauly leaf rake now at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
Back to Refurio, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman fall to the Bobcats 27-20 here tonight. Let's take a look at the way this game unfolded. The Yeoman won the toss and deferred to the second half, so Refurio would actually be three and out in their opening possession, one of the few stops of the night by the Yeo defense, and it was helped by a holding penalty in that opening drive by Refurio. Yeoman would get the ball at their own 33-yard line, and they would drive down inside the red zone. In fact, down to about the 12 or 13-yard line, it took them 11 plays to get there before the drive stalled. A 30-yard field goal attempt. The line of scrimmage was the 13. The ball, the tee down at the 20. A 30-yard attempt was blocked. And Refurio would take over at their own 11-yard line. And this was their first of four scoring drives. It was an 88-yard pass play on a third down and 19 that put the first points on the board. It was a pass to Castellano, one of the stars of this ball club. And he goes 88 yards, got out in front of the secondary and the Yeo secondary and was off to the races. The extra point failed. It was 6-0. Yeoman would come back and be forced to punt after three, and the Bobcats would take over at their own 10-yard line. And they would drive actually 13 plays. They would drive down to the Yeo 30 before that drive was turned over on downs. The Yeo defense got another stop there. But after about a five-play drive, the Yeoman would be forced to punt again. The punt goes down to the 7-yard line, and that's where the Bobcats would start their second scoring drive. It took them nine plays to go 93 yards, a 16-yard run by Mascaro. The quarterback would put them up 12-0. The two-point conversion attempt failed, and then the Yeoman would go to work with their first scoring drive of the night after the kickoff from the 24-yard line. It would take them four plays to go 76 yards. There was an 18-yard Trayon Smith run, and then a 42-yard touchdown catch by Aaron Sims. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Smitherman takes the snap, and he's going to throw. The middle. There he is, Aaron Sims. He's got it inside the 20. It's a foot race. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. Yeah, when Aaron Sims is in a foot race, he's going to win, and he did then, and the Yeoman had closed that gap to 12-7 with the extra point. But the Bobcats would answer right back on a three-play, 72-yard drive. It just running through the Yeo defense, and Castellano capped it off with a 27-yard run on the third play of that drive and would go up 19-7 on the Yeoman. The Yeoman would get the ball back at their own 41-yard line, and after three plays, a pick down at the 15-yard line gave the Bobcats the ball, and they would simply run the clock out on an eight-play drive that stalled at the Yeoman 8-yard line when time expired on the halftime clock. The Yeoman would get the ball first in the second half, and they made advantage of it. From the 44-yard line, after a kick out of bounds, the Yeoman would go 56 yards in seven plays, and it was capped by this 34-yard Sims catch. Trips to the right, one man to the left. Smitherman takes the snap. Quick pass out to the right side to Sims. Sims trying to turn. He makes the corner. Inside the 25, cuts inside of the 20. He could score.
He's gone.
He's in the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Aaron Sims. That's his second touchdown of the night as the Yeoman closed the gap 19-14. The Bobcats would take over on their own 37-yard line after the ensuing kickoff. After seven plays, they were inside the Yeo red zone when the Yeoman stripped the ball and got the ball back at their own 10-yard line. But after four plays, the Yeoman would be forced to punt, and the Bobcats would take back over and would put together another scoring drive. This one, 10 plays, 60 yards. Perez, with a 15-yard TD run, goes in untouched. The two-point conversion was good, and the Bobcats were back up by two scores, 27-14. But the Yeoman would come right back from their own 25-yard line. It took them 11 plays to go 75 yards. A 61-yard touchdown catch would be called for taunting or unsportsmanlike conduct, because you cannot celebrate running into the end zone. And that's what happened with the Yeoman receiver at the 10-yard line. So they penalized the Yeoman back to the 25-yard line, and it took them several more plays to get in, but they did. They did get in finally on a Trayon Smith run. And it's a direct snap to Trayon. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. All right, and the extra point failed, so the Yeoman would be, that was actually the end of the scoring, 27-20. The Bobcats would take over on the kickoff at their 22-yard line, and the Yeo defense would force a punt after 10 plays. And the Yeoman had about 2.5 minutes to work with, but on the fifth play of this drive, Mascaro would pick off Jacob Smitherman and return it down to about the 32-yard line, where the Bobcats were simply able to run the clock out and preserve that 7-point win here tonight in Refugio. We'll be back with more on our post-game show in a moment. Again, our final from South Texas. It is the Bobcats over the Yeoman, 27-20.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
They're playing past.
Here we go as we are back in Refugio, Texas. The Yeoman falls to the Bobcats 27-20. And, Coach, let's first of all look at our play of the game. Our play of the game is brought to you by Buckholz State Bank. Don't play around with finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks, Buckholz State Bank and Buckholz Cameron and Rogers. Play of the game, Coach.
Play of the game was Smitherman to Aaron Sims for 42 yards. I think it was our first touchdown.
It was our first touchdown. It occurred with, about 2 minutes and 33 seconds left in the first half, and it closed the gap 12-7. Here is our play of the game. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Smitherman takes the snap, and he's going to throw.
Right down the middle.
There he is, Aaron Sims. He's got it inside the 20. It's a foot race. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. That put the Yeoman up on the scoreboard and closed the gap 12-7. The Yeoman never did lead in this game. Had a couple of opportunities, too, but just couldn't come up with the plays. And again, our final here, 27-20, but that is your play of the game brought to you by Buckholz State Bank. Now let's move along to our most valuable player tonight is presented to you by Standards Life Cycle Solutions. Standards Life Cycle Solutions, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Life Cycle Solutions. And here is our MVP.
Aaron Sims, 7 catches, 109 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
There you go. Aaron Sims, our MVP here tonight, as again the Yeoman fall to the Bobcats 27-20. Coach, a lot of the statewide predictions were that the Bobcats would win this game by anywhere between 5 and 13 points. You know, they were right on, I guess. A lot of the local sports writers gave the edge to the Yeoman. But this Bobcat team is competing in 2A this year. They actually would compete very well in 3A, which is where they were last year.
Oh, yes.
But they drop a classification and maintain their athletes, and then they're going to be hard to stop in Class 2A.
You think they and Mark will meet?
They're going to meet somewhere down the line,
yeah,
I guarantee
you. They are.
Yeah.
Joe, one other thing that we need to point out, that we were really harping on this unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And the point that so many people don't remember is how many seconds we ran off of the clock trying to go ahead and score that touchdown after we would have already scored it. And here we are at the end of the ball game needing some time on the clock, and we wasted it trying to get the ball in the end zone after we'd already put it in the end zone.
Yeah. You know, all of those things you can look at in hindsight and think, you know what if. But, you know, you gotta also give credit to Refugio. Well, they have a quality program here and a great football team, and they're going to do some damage. They don't really have the opportunity to play folks like Cameron in their season. Their district is rather weak, and their pre-district schedule this year apparently is really weak, with the exception of Cameron.
Yep.
So you know, they're gonna run up the score and make a lot of offense happen. But they do have a quality program, and we saw that here tonight. Got a lot of great athletes, and they're a little senior heavy. This team is, but it looks like they're going to have, lots of returners too, and it's that way year in and year out. It seems.
I was going to say year in and year out
about those high fences. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got that high game fence around here. They're not going to let anybody get out.
Won't let anybody out. They don't want to let out.
Oh my! We better sign off here and make our way down from the top of this press box. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us dry here tonight. And we just pray that everybody has a safe trip back home. If you're listening to us by way of internet, don't forget you can also listen by internet to our Friday night finals. Brett will have you caught up on all the scores from around Central Texas as Friday night finals comes your way immediately following our broadcast. I want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhardt back at the station. He just does everything from keeping us on the air to keeping the commercials on to keeping up with the scores and highlights and everything. Jerry Bethel on the sideline snapping the camera for KMIL.com, and you'll see those pictures on our website sometime Monday from this game here tonight. And a big thanks to Chandler Barton, our sports team statistician, who does a great job for us here in the booth. Let's see, and of course, we couldn't do this without our sponsors, especially these long road trips. Thanks to all of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible. And we thank you listeners for listening. I know we had hundreds of listeners online tonight, and probably literally thousands listening by way of radio back in Central Texas tonight, and we thank you for that. Remember, Friday night finals again coming your way immediately following our sign-off here from Bobcat Stadium tonight. Brett will give you all the scores from around Central Texas that were in action tonight. This will conclude our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman. For Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final, the Cameron Yeoman fall to the Refugio Bobcats 27-20 in their first ever meeting between these two teams. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from South Texas.
This has been Cameron Yeo Football on the Ranch. Yeo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smileth World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports Production.